doors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
1-2 punch for the Democrats.
They will control both the House and the Senate come January.
Power shift at the Pentagon.
I will serve with all my heart.
Former CIA man Robert Gates to chart Iraq course.
He was always known as a very smart guy.
Same-sex challenge in Massachusetts.
The people should have the opportunity to vote.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Democrats have put the wraps on their stunning election sweep.
The votes are in and we won.
Virginia Democrat Jim Webb was confident on election night, and now his win has given Democrats the Senate, a day after the political tidal wave that upended the House. Here's CBS's congressional correspondent, Bob Fuss.
It took more than 24 hours for the results to be clear enough to call, but we can now say Democrat Jim Webb has won the Virginia Senate race by a slim margin of 7,000 votes. The defeat of Virginia Republican George Allen marked the sixth takeover for the Democrats, and that's enough to take control of the Senate, 51-49. That number includes two independents who'll vote with Democrats, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. It will make Harry Reid the Senate Majority Leader and make the Democratic takeover of Congress complete. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Fairfax, Virginia.
So what now? New York Democrat Chuck Schumer is looking ahead to a different political atmosphere in Washington.
We're going to try right from the outset to work with our Republican colleagues and the White House so we don't get mired down in gridlock and name-calling.
President Bush was talking about finding common ground with Democrats at a post-election news conference where he called the Democratic win a thumping. Now, after digesting the outcome, it's lunch with the woman who was the focus of some of his campaign trail attacks. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
The menu for lunch with incoming Speaker Pelosi.
For the president, it's probably a little bit of crow.
Presidential Counselor Dan Bartlett's take this morning. Stark differences, though, remain, starting with Iraq.
If the goal is success, then we can work together. If the goal is get out now, regardless, then that's going to be hard to work together.
In an interview with CBS's Katie Couric, Congresswoman Pelosi questioned administration credibility.
If you take a look at the implementation of the policy in Iraq, if you look at Katrina, if you look at the rest, I think that there was a lack of judgment on how we proceeded.
Now, post-election talk of bipartisanship will be tested when the new Democratic Congress convenes early next year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack files election papers today to run for the Democratic presidential nomination in 08, which should be the start of a flood of filings from hopefuls in both major parties. If the election was indeed a message about the war in Iraq, it didn't take long for it to sink in and cause a Pentagon shakeup, with Donald Rumsfeld now out as defense secretary, and President Bush has picked former CIA chief Robert Gates to replace him.
Because so many of America's sons and daughters in our armed forces are in harm's way, I did not hesitate when the president asked me to return to duty.
WCCO radio host and former CIA man Jack Rice says it'll be interesting to see how much power Gates will actually have.
The president really does pull all the strings in this case, and Bob Gates has probably less power than Donald Rumsfeld ever had.
Author Robert Perry, who wrote about Gates during the Iran-Contra scandal in the 1980s, says Gates may be more open to changing Iraq policy.
The Bob Gates that I knew would not be in your face. He'd be more interested in trying to persuade you, smooth-talk you.
CBS's Cammy McCormick spoke with some U.S. troops in Iraq, and many seem to think fresh blood at the top will do the Pentagon some good.
We need a focus change. We need a new plan.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. Many U.S. soldiers here have believed for some time that the strategy here needs improving, but they all admit the situation has so dramatically changed over 3 years that that's been difficult. Colonel Al Kelly.
There are a lot of decisions that he made that people aren't happy with, but he made some hard decisions.
Other soldiers may be looking to Robert Gates now to make decisions that are just as difficult to pave the way for a U.S. withdrawal.
And Iraq's prime minister tells the BBC Saddam Hussein could be executed before the end of this year. Nouri al-Maliki expects the conviction and death sentence will be upheld on appeal. In Gaza, Israel and the U.S. were shouted down by thousands of Palestinians who took to the streets of Gaza mourning 18 civilians killed by Israeli shells the day before. There is an investigation. One Israeli commander blamed malfunctioning artillery aiming devices. 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's mayor just can't understand how there could be such incredible waits to vote in Denver.
It's an outrage, right? I mean, it's to think how many workers have missed an hour and a half
of work all day, just for the simple thing to vote.
Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, trouble in Douglas County as well. Results from yesterday, it's now Governor-elect Bill Ritter. He swept past Republican Bob Oprey yesterday, put the Democrats in the governor's mansion for the first time in 8 years. Republican Representative Marilyn Musgraves, now official in that she has been determined the winner. The official results going to be tabulated and all put together and certified by the Secretary of State's office later on. But Congresswoman Marilyn Musgraves will return for a third term on Capitol Hill, edging out Democrat Angie Piccioni, 46% to 43%. In the 7th, Ed Perlmutter, the new congressman. He beat Rick O'Donnell. And in the 5th, Doug Lamborn beat Jay Fawcett. 43 passed. I failed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. We still have a very quiet ride right now around both Denver and Boulder. No report of wrecks or any major issues. Turnpike running clear, wide open. Usual lag beginning near 84th on southbound 25, and we're all good into downtown. I would watch out for some patches of fog up in the high country, especially along I-70 near Genesee. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, much cooler, high of 60. Currently 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on The Al Franken Show, Dennis Hastert is out of the speaker's chair. Donald Rumsfeld has resigned. Will President Bush be next? We'll talk to Thursday regular Tom Oliphant, plus retired Colonel T.X. Hammis. May not like my liberal politics and loosey-goosey anything-goes lifestyle, but hell, the man knows war, and that means he's welcome on my show anytime.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. It's clear now that President Bush must govern for the next 2 years with both houses of Congress controlled by the Democrats. Jim Webb will be the junior senator from Virginia, ousting Republican George Allen, and that puts the Senate under Democratic control. House of Representatives will, too, and Mr. Bush understands what that means.
I understand when campaigns end, and I know when governing begins. And I'm going to work with people of both parties.
But it takes two to tango. And when it comes to Iraq...
See, if the goal is success, then we can work together. If the goal is get out now, regardless, then that's going to be hard to work together.
More after this.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
Thank goodness the elections are behind us. Too much mudslinging. Not enough serious talk about the big challenges we face in the new century. One of the biggest is Iran. Iran has rejected the international community's demands to stop its nuclear weapons program, instead to watch North Korea cross the nuclear threshold, and wants to follow suit. It flaunts the missiles it's developing to threaten neighboring countries. Moreover, it's the leading state sponsor of terrorism, involved in attacks from the Middle East to Argentina, and it squashes the rights of reformist politicians, activist students, independent journalists, and secular teachers. Iran feels strong these days because, guess what? It's got oil and thinks it has the world over a barrel. So yes, our elections are over, but our challenges aren't. It's high time we face our dangerous energy dependence squarely, and we'll need to continue working closely with other nations to let the Iranians know they can't have their yellow cake and eat it too. Visit AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
President Bush took a drubbing in the election, and he knows it.
If you look at race by race, it was close. The cumulative effect, however, was not too close. It was a thumping.
So, there'll be some changes made. There's already been one. The most criticized member of his administration, Don Rumsfeld, is out as Secretary of Defense. He quoted Winston Churchill.
Something to the effect that I have benefited greatly from criticism, and at no time have I suffered a lack thereof.
Iraq was the big issue in the election, and Mr. Bush told Rumsfeld he needed to look at Iraq with fresh eyes.
He likes to call it fresh eyes. He himself understands that Iraq is not working well enough, fast enough.
And the fresh eyes he has chosen are those of Robert M. Gates, head of the CIA in his father's administration. Gates is a member of the Iraq study group put together by James Baker and Lee Hamilton. He is described as soft-spoken and tough-minded.
Because our long-term strategic interests and our national and homeland security are at risk, I did not hesitate when the president asked me to return to duty.
The Osgood File can be found as MP3s and podcasts at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Oreck vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
The Osgood File, November 9th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Minutes after 6 o'clock. High today 60 under partly sunny skies. Was it a great day yesterday or what? I mean, weather-wise, it was good. Vibe-wise, it was good. And you know what? Vibe-wise, it's going to be great today. Jim Webb has declared victory in Virginia. Senator Makaka, George Allen, has lost. Goodbye, George. See you later. Or as what they call him in Washington, D.C. This is what they call him in Washington, D.C. And I don't know where I saw this. I might have saw it on the Hill newspaper. His nickname in Washington D.C. because of his Makaka comment, and also because of that whole controversy over his Jewish background, is some people call him Senator Makakowitz. Anyway, he's out of a gig. He's supposed to concede. There's supposed to be some kind of concession speech either this afternoon or possibly tonight. So we'll have to wait and see. Also, this is since we last got together. Tester squeaked through in Montana, so we now have control of the Senate and the House. And Donald Rumsfeld is out of a gig. And that happened yesterday while I was still here at 10 minutes after 11. And he got let go. And I don't want to get on here every single morning. I really don't. And beat George W. Bush up. Because, number one, it doesn't solve anything. And, number two, he is what he is. But I have to point this out about him. And, John, do we have those sound cuts? That essentially what he did was, essentially, he lied to these two guys from AP. And these two guys from AP printed the story. And it probably did more damage than it did good, where he talked about Rumsfeld and Cheney sticking with him to the very end of his administration. And yesterday he gave an explanation for that. Now, you have to decide for yourself whether you buy this explanation or whether you don't buy it. You have to make that decision yourself. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Did you know at that point
I did not.
You would be making a change on Secretary Rumsfeld?
No, I did not. And the reason I didn't know is because I hadn't visited with his replacement, a potential replacement.
But you knew he would be leading, just not who would replace
no,
him.
No, I didn't know that at the time.
Okay. May I ask you about Nancy Pelosi?
The other thing I did know as well is that kind of question, a wise question by a seasoned reporter, is the kind of thing that causes one to either inject major military decisions at the end of a campaign or not. And I had made the decision that I wasn't going to be talking about, you know, hypothetical troop levels or changes in command structure coming down the stretch. And I'll tell you why I made that decision. I made that decision because I think it sends a bad signal to our troops that they think the commander-in-chief is constantly adjusting tactics and decisions based upon politics. And I think it's important in a time of war that to the extent possible, we leave politics out of the major decisions being made. And it was the right decision to make, by the way. And secondly, I hadn't visited with Bob Gates. I told you I visited with him last Sunday in Crawford. You can't replace somebody until you know you've got somebody to replace him with. And finally, I hadn't had my last conversation with Secretary Rumsfeld, which I had yesterday.
All right. You buy that? Here's a little bit more of what
of what the president had to say.
Last week you told us that Secretary Rumsfeld will be staying on. Why is the timing right now for this, and how much does it have to do with the election results?
Right. You and Hunt and Kyle came into the Oval Office, and Hunt asked me the question one week before the campaign. And basically, is he going to do something about Rumsfeld and the vice president? And my answer was, they're going to stay on. And the reason why is I didn't want to inject a major decision about this war in the final days of a campaign. So the only way to answer that question and to get you on to another question was to give you that answer. The truth of the matter is as well, that's one reason I gave the answer. But the other reason why is I hadn't had a chance to visit with Bob Gates yet. And I hadn't had my final conversation with Don Rumsfeld yet at that point. I had been talking to Don Rumsfeld over a period of time about fresh perspective. He likes to call it fresh eye.
All right, so you got to decide whether you believe that or not. Whether he decided to keep it out of the public light and basically fib on it because he didn't want to inject it into the campaign, or whether this was just another example of him really not being very truthful about what's going on. Either way, if you kind of think about it, you could let somebody go and not have somebody to replace him. That's happened before. And also, if you think about it, and you think it through, how could they immediately and all of a sudden come up with the name Bob Gates? We'll talk more about this with Lawrence Korb, Larry, who we've had on before for the Center for American Progress, and we'll ask him how he thinks that policy may change with Rumsfeld leaving, if indeed there is any policy change at all. And we'll talk about that. Now, I got to throw this in at 6:16, 60 minutes after 6, because I know nothing about this. Let me say, I know nothing about one aspect of this, and John and I were talking about it, and it's funny, kind of. The big thing now, and we don't do it, do we? I don't think we do it at AM760.net. I haven't been to the website here in a couple of weeks, so I don't know. But I don't think we ask a poll question. Do we ask a poll question? No, we don't do that. What most talk show hosts do and what most television stations do and what most networks do and what most TV talking head types do is they ask a poll question that is formulated with a slant to give them the outcome that they desire, that they really want. And there are talk show hosts who I can name who are famous for doing this. One of them is Hannity, is famous for doing this. You go look at his polls. They're always fixed so that you get the results that he wants. Lou Dobbs also does it on CNN. His polls are kind of like a test of what he's gone over. So they're not really legitimate polls. Okay, here's the poll from this morning, which John Turk found. And I don't know. You'll have to tell me, because I don't know. Is KDVR, Fox 31, are they right wing? Are they slanted to the right? I never watched them, and I don't know. But their poll this morning was, and John, you got to do it in your voice. You have to. Come on.
Donald Rumsfeld, problem or scapegoat?
Problem or scapegoat. So what do you think that the audience of 31 is going to say? Are they going to say that he was a problem, or are they going to say that he was a scapegoat? Now, why do I have a sneaking suspicion that what they're going to say is that he was a scapegoat? Why do I have that suspicion? Now, maybe you can correct me on this, because maybe they're not like their parent company, News Corp. Maybe they're not like the Fox Network and, the Fox News Channel, and maybe they're not right wing. Maybe they're not slanted to the right. I don't watch anybody over there. I don't know anybody over there. The only person I remember over there from the last time I was here was Ron Zappolo. That's the only guy I remember. Is Steve Kelly over there? Nice guy, Steve Kelly. Used to work here at KOA. Really nice guy. But I don't know anybody over there. So if anybody knows, 303-713-7600, if anybody's up this morning, this early, and wants to answer this question about KDVR and Fox 31, and whether they are right wing, And how do you think that that poll would come out? And, you know, if I were, like, not a really cool person, and I think you can make the case at times that I'm not, but if I were not really a cool person, I would get on the air and say, okay, here's what we need to do. What we need to do is we need to go over to the Fox 31 website. And yeah, right, John. John whispers in my ear. And nail problem, okay? Choose problem. That's not fair. That's not right. But I don't know, maybe one of you out there can clue me in on what their news coverage is like. 303-713-7600, 620, 20 minutes after 6.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
In support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Bajan, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Twenty-three minutes after 6, high today is 60, partly sunny. Jimmy. You see that thing in the news where his family just sold off a bunch of the rights to his songs for like millions and millions and millions of dollars, but they retained the rights to the core hits that he had out. I believe his sister controls that stuff. Because his father, I think, is dead now, too. That's where my famous name. You know what the problem with this? Let me tell you what the problem is with worshiping this stuff when you're old, okay? It says you're old. That's what the problem is. Okay, somebody's listening to this station when they're 25 years old. If they're listening to us at 25, is saying, come on, man. Let's get with it. You know, there's you know, Kanye West or something. You know, give it up on the Hendrix Schultz part. Right? Isn't that what they're saying? All right, nobody called me up about Fox 31. Are we even on the air? Hello? No. Nobody called me up, so I don't know. Maybe you don't watch it. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anybody who does. I'm not trying to give Steve Kelly or Ron Zappolo or anybody over there a hard time, like I used to do in the old days. I just don't know the answer to any of those questions, and I'm not certainly not going to recommend that you go over there and screw up their survey. I wouldn't recommend that at all. Let me go to Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good, man, really.
Two quick things. Hendrix is a little before my time, but I'm old enough to know that the music that's out today is horrible. It's nothing compared to the stuff that used to come out.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the music that comes out today, there's a couple of things about that. Number one, and I hate to say this because people are going to get down on my case, but most music radio is really boring and hard to listen to. That's number one. And number two, there's really nothing happening out there worth listening to other than, for music, I think, other than KBCO. Where do you get your music from?
My MP3 player.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. But wait, so what? Do you go to like iTunes or whatever and download that?
Yeah, either that or I had a lot of my music already on CD, so I just, you know, when there's something that I like, I go out and buy it, and then I'll put it on my MP3 player. And when I'm in my car, I'm listening to talk radio. I'm to the point now where I very rarely listen to music on the radio anymore. And when I do listen to music in my car, it's, you know, a CD. So, but what I was calling about this morning, I'm a conservative, and so I was calling to get your opinion. Democrats are in control now. What do you guys, and I say that, I know that you don't speak for all of them, but what direction do you want to go at this point? Democrats control it.
But what direction with what? Well, what subject?
With Iraq.
Oh, with Iraq? I think that if I were running the show, which I'm not, you're right, I'm not, and I'm not a spokesperson for them, I'm only a spokesperson for me. If I were running the show, here's what I would do. I, number one, right now, would wait another couple of weeks to see what the Baker-Hamilton Commission comes out with, because they are bipartisan. And let's see what recommendation they have. What I would like to see done is I would like to see us sit down with the neighboring countries in the region and have a discussion about what to do with Iraq, because they don't want an unstable Iraq either, and it's not in their best interest. And yes, we're going to have to, in some degree, we're going to have to sit down and talk to Iran and Syria. And then the other thing I would do is, and I've been talking about this for a long time, I would sit down and have a serious discussion with Maliki, and I would have a serious discussion with the Iraqi government, and I would say to them, look, you are going to have to pull it together, which means that you're going to have to go after the militias, you're going to have to stabilize the government, you're going to have to make deals that you may not want to make. You are going to have to get your troops and your police together and start to make some real progress, because the handwriting is on the wall, and we cannot stay there forever, and we cannot hold your hand forever, and we are not going to accept things like you pulled here a couple of weeks ago, where we're looking for a missing soldier, and you decide that you don't want Sadr City cordoned off, and that you force us, or that you give the order for us to pull back. We're not going to accept that anymore. And we want that soldier. And then the other thing I would look at doing is I would look at redeploying our troops, not out of the country, but probably into Kurdistan, where they like us and they support us, and we would be able to be close by. But I think what you have to do with this problem is you got to bring in the people in the region, and you also have to bring in our other allies, and everybody has to get to work on some kind of a practical solution, and we have got to stop letting the Iraqi government slide.
Well, Jay, I don't have a problem with any of that, but I think I speak for many conservatives when I say the issue that we have with going that route is if you look back to the 90s, and this is not being critical of the administration, but if you look back to the 90s, Jay, we sat down with North Korea. Throughout the 90s, our allies were stabbing us in the back when it came to the sanctions that were placed on Iraq. The stakes are so high at this point that if we go that route and something like that happens again, we are looking at the potential for yet again another mass murder in this country of American civilians.
Well, you know what? I got to go break because I got to get Larry Corbin. But let me just counter to that by saying the following two things. You got to do things sometimes in life that you don't want to do. Like for me, tomorrow, I'm going to the hospital. Okay, I got to have an angioplasty. Do I want to do it? No. Will it be successful? Yeah, I hope so. But I don't want to do it. But I have to do it. We have to, because we don't have any choice. We have to sit down with those folks. And the other thing is, sitting in Kurdistan, we're right there. So it isn't like we're going to get out totally. And we would be in a position where we're not in the middle of a civil war. And the last thing is, whether we like it or not, okay, and whether we agree on this or not, it doesn't make any difference. This is a fact. You can't always solve every situation with a rifle butt. And sometimes you got to do things that just run against the grain of your skin, but you've got to give it a chance because there is no other workable solution. And you know what? We have to. We have to get out of Iraq. We cannot stay. I got to go, Steve. I appreciate it, man. Call me again. All right. We'll talk to Lawrence Korb about Donald Rumsfeld coming up 6:31. 29 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's check out some traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Couldn't really ask for a better ride around the city. So far, only one collision. It's off the highway, Penny at 56. We've got the usual buildups on the north end, 270 eastbound across Commerce City. Southbound 25, very heavy already near 84th, and we're filling in at 20th into downtown. No issues right now for I-70. We just have a lot of volume out of Wheatridge if you're headed eastbound.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Great years. We've moved it all over the country. The thing is just great. Sleep Number beds come with a 30-night home trial, in-home trial, and a 20-year limited warranty. So discover your Sleep Number. It's so easy. Just visit one of the local Select Comfort stores and experience a new and better way to shop for a mattress. You can find your Sleep Number and see exactly how the Sleep Number bed is the answer of years. And I'm talking about you're going to get years and years and years of deep sleep. And you know something else? Start sleeping better with a Select Comfort Veterans Day sale, because now through Sunday, November the 12th, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payments for 1 year on all bed sets. So see your local Select Comfort store for complete details. We've got them here. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Axe Recovery Shower Gel brings you hangover love songs. This one's for you, toilet.
Porcelain God is smooth and white, you receive me. Somehow I just can't leave. I cup your bowl and I think of heaven. You love me though I dry heat.
Dry heat.
Give it all to you, baby, hear me scream. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Rest in between.
Take the pain away, take it all away. Take it down the drain, my lovely porcelain lady. On my knees, your curves I cup. Doing all I can to fill you up.
Who will you hook up with if you're hungover? Axe Recovery Shower Gel. Wash away your hangover and get back in the game.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
You're invited to attend Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event. 5 days only, now through Saturday in the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield. Over 400 vehicles will be sold direct to the public. Get $5 cash or a mall gift card just for driving. And be eligible for a special $5,000 cash giveaway. Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event ends Saturday at 8 p.m. Lenders available on site. Now through Saturday at the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield.
$5 giveaway for test drive while supplies last. $5,000 giveaway to be drawn from test drive registrations on December 30th, 2006. Event sponsored by Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Champion Kia.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:36. It's 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 60. Partly sunny skies. Donald Rumsfeld gone. And he's gracious enough to get up this morning and join us from the Center for American Progress. It's Lawrence Korb to talk about Rumsfeld's resignation and the appointment of ex-CIA Chief Robert Gates. Korb is a senior fellow and senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Prior to joining the Center, he was a senior fellow and director of National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he has served as Assistant Secretary of Defense from 1981 through 1985. And Larry, thanks, man, for getting up this morning and being on the show once again.
It's nice to be with you.
I've gone from, over the year now, I've gone from calling you Mr. Korb to Lawrence to Larry.
So, well, I think that's pretty good progress.
Yeah, and I guess after this interview I'll change it to the man. All right, you know this stuff inside out. Let me run a couple of things by you. First of all, do you think this was a sudden decision by George W. Bush? This couldn't have been a sudden decision, because how would they have gotten Robert Gates lined up so quickly?
No, it wasn't a sudden decision. They knew, you know, from the polls that, you know, they were going to take a beating in the election. They knew they would lose at least one house and maybe both. And so I think, you know, that certainly was in the cards. And that's right. They did talk to Bob Gates over the weekend. I mean, obviously they didn't want to, you know, ask him and have him turn them down or anything like that. So, yes, it was all planned ahead of time. And the bad thing about it, particularly for the troops, was Bush last week saying, you know, I'm not going to get rid of Rumsfeld. He should have just kept quiet, you know, knowing what he knew.
Well, his claim is, his defense yesterday was, and we had the sound of it and we played it. I mean, his defense on that was, is that the two guys from the AP asked him the question and he had no other way to get out of it other than to answer their question and get on to something else. Do you buy that explanation?
No. I mean, basically, I think he was trying to reassure the base that, you know, Cheney and Rumsfeld, you know, who were, you know, primarily responsible for the direction of our foreign policy, were going to stay there. I mean, there were a lot of ways he could have answered, that question. I found his explanation. I mean, I understand why he did it, but, you know, the real concern I have is the kids on the ground over there. What are they thinking?
Yeah, good point. Robert Gates is part of this Baker-Hamilton Commission. Now, is the administration going to use this Baker-Hamilton Commission as a fig leaf or as a cover to start to slowly but surely change the strategy and start to look at redeployment and exit?
Oh, I think so, because two things. Jim Baker would not have taken the job running that commission without getting assurances from the president that he could change the policy. And Bob Gates would not have taken the job as Secretary of Defense unless he had assurances from the president that he could change the policy. Remember that Gates a year ago turned down what would have been his dream job, the head, the new, you know, director of national intelligence, because remember he's a career intelligence officer. And the fact that he turned that down a year ago, basically, my guess would be that he felt that there would be no significant change. So I think the reason he was willing to do it now is because he felt that there was going to be some changes and that he could play a part in getting us out of this mess.
Is the dismissal of Donald Rumsfeld, because we know that he was let go. I mean, he didn't go in there and say, here, I think it's time for me to leave.
No.
Is this an admission that, is this the administration finally coming to the realization that they're wrong and that the plan that they've had all along is wrong and that basically most of the arguments that they waged and have waged now throughout the years and the arguments that they've waged intensely in the last 6, 7, 8 months basically are wrong?
Yeah, I think it is because, the president, a while ago said, he stopped using change the course. You've seen a lot of changes. About a year ago at this time, he launched his strategy for victory and was out claiming all kinds of progress. But as things got worse, there was no way that they can continue to do that. And you had even, strong supporters of the president like Senator Warner, sending signals that things had to change. And, of course, during the campaign, a lot of people wouldn't even show up with the president in their districts or in their states. And so I think it became pretty clear that it wasn't just, quote-unquote, the Democrats that wanted it. It was, a lot of Republicans as well.
6:41, it's 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Larry Korb with the Center for American Progress on the line with me. How much did the vote on Tuesday have to deal with this? In other words, let's just say hypothetically it had gone the other way. And the Democrats had picked up very little. Would Rumsfeld still be there? Would things still be status quo? Or was there enough pushing going on inside the Republican ranks that there had to be a change?
Well, I think there had to be a change because even the Republicans who survived the Democratic victory basically heard from their constituents that the people were not happy with the direction. So there had to be a change. I think the president might have even been willing to get rid of Rumsfeld last spring, but just when he was getting ready, I think, to make the change, these retired generals came out and, said that he should do it. And again, he did not want to appear to be giving in to pressure from the outside.
All right. Bottom line on this, your best guesstimate, when do you think we'll be out of Iraq?
Well, I don't think you'll be out completely during this administration. My guess is that you will have the Baker-Hamilton group will talk about a phased withdrawal. We called it a strategic redeployment to get the troop levels down to a number that can be sustained without stressing the forces, without high numbers of casualties, somewhere between 30 and 50,000. And just hope that the Iraqis at some time can get their act together. But I think that's basically the direction that they will be going.
All right, and tell us also, who is Robert Gates? Now, didn't he have a hard time in front of the Senate when his last confirmation hearings to head the CIA?
Oh, he did. In fact, they wanted him to head the CIA at the beginning of the administration of the first President Bush, but they had to withdraw it. He's got, a couple of things to be concerned about. One, he was involved in Iran-Contra. Now, what happened, they couldn't send him up because the investigation was still going on, and he was not indicted. So whatever he did there did not rise to the level of, criminality. Number two, when he was the number two person at the CIA, there were concerns that he was beating up on the agents to be more amenable to their political masters, which, again, given what's happened now, is something, we don't want. And number three, there's evidence that he was the person that was giving Saddam Hussein the intelligence that he used to use gas against the Iranians. This is and Rumsfeld also was involved in this. So those are three concerns people have. However, since you know, he was confirmed after all those things back in 1991 by a Democratic Congress. And given the fact that most people want to change, I don't think that that's going to be a big issue. It'll be raised by a couple of people, but I don't think it's going to be a showstopper. And my guess would be that the White House has consulted with the folks on the Hill already to make sure that this, you know, they'll discuss this, but it won't be a deal breaker.
So, in other words, he's not in for a rough ride.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, both Republicans and Democrats are so happy to get rid of Rumsfeld that they're not going to do anything that's going to keep him in office. Because remember, Rumsfeld serves until Bob Gates takes over.
All right. Lawrence Korb, Larry Korb, from the Center for American Progress. Thanks, as always, for getting up really early in the morning and being on the program. It's just a treat to be able to spend time with you.
Well, anytime, Jay. Take care.
All right. You too. Have a good day. See you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Good guy. Knows what he's talking about. 6:45. It's 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, I was rude, and I didn't get my answer on 31. And there were some people who called in who wanted to give me the answer. If you're just tuning the radio on, here's the deal. And I'm not saying go over there and fool with their poll, but Fox 31, which I've never watched. I know Ron Zappolo over there. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know of him. And I think he's the only one over there. And Steve Kelly, who used to work here, really nice guy. But is Fox News 31, are they skewed to the right? And the question they're asking is Rumsfeld a problem, or is he a scapegoat? Which is kind of a slanted poll question, really. And I just have this image of their listeners going to the website and putting scapegoat. But I don't know. So if you know anything about Fox News over there, if you know anything about 31, clue me in on what's going on with them at 303-713-7600. I rely on your eyes and ears to fill me in. 303-713-7600. Doesn't their news run at like 9 o'clock in the evening? Because that's the way most Fox affiliates are across the country. It runs at 9. And man, I am long gone and comatose by 9 p.m.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer.
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield.
$5 giveaway for test drive while supplies last. $5,000 giveaway to be drawn from test drive registrations on December 30th, 2006. The event sponsored by Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Champion Chevy, and Champion Kia.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 60 under partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. We were talking about Fox's 31's poll. Now we find out that they've changed the poll question on their website. First of all, they were asking on television, they were saying that you could go to their website and answer the poll question, Rumsfeld, problem or scapegoat, and now they've changed it. And John went over there and looked at it, and what have they changed it to?
Well, I swear, when I turned on the TV this morning, it said Rumsfeld, problem or scapegoat, and the one on the online now says Donald Rumsfeld, how do you feel about his resignation? Number one option, indifferent. Second one is good riddance, I say. And third is he should have stayed.
And who's leading?
Right now, leading is good riddance, I say, at 55%. He should have stayed. 24% felt that way. And 21% were indifferent. Total of 115 votes. How could you be indifferent about it? I mean,
I don't know.
Why would you vote on something you're indifferent about? That's what I don't understand.
No, I don't understand that either. And I'm not saying you should go over there and fool with their website. No, I'm not. I'm not. So don't tell, you know, oh, listen to Jay. He's on there. He's on there. Tell him. No, I'm not telling you to go over there. We were just kind of speculating on it. Here's Greg in Westminster. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I happened to catch a little bit last night. My son likes to check their weather. We don't watch Fox except for their educational programs like The Simpsons. But they were questioning, Zappolo was questioning Ritter's commitment to bipartisanship, and yet they totally failed, didn't even mention his appointment of Norm Ray Anderson to his transition team. First thing he did, it's obviously bipartisan, and they don't even report it.
Hmm.
Well, at the same time, questioning.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if they don't think that people have other sources of information, but for the folks that just stick to that, you know, they're pretty much in the dark.
Now, why did he leave Norma Anderson's name out? That's pretty important.
I thought it was huge news. I thought it was great news, and because I kind of admired her over the years.
Yeah.
And while questioning his commitment to his campaign promises, they totally failed to report the fact that he at least is starting to keep them.
Well, common sense would dictate what would he achieve if right out of the box, I mean, right out of the gate, I mean, before he even is sworn in, if he started acting in a really partisan manner and started antagonizing people, what would that get him?
I don't think anybody's expecting anything, and I thought the fact that he came out so quickly with appointing her to his transition team, I thought that was quick work, actually.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, so have you seen the rest of their news? I mean, have you ever watched it before, other than the other last night or whatever it was?
And I mean, are they
slanted to the right?
I believe so. I believe they are. Ron Zappolo has always been slanted to the right. In fact, he wanted to get into hard news so bad because of his right leanings back when he was at Channel 4. Before he ever went to Channel 9. And for him to go from the sports anchor to the news anchor to folks that work with him, it's fitting. He loves Boston, but he left it because it's so liberal.
See, I never knew that about him. Here's what I knew about him. When I was here last time, I just remember him being a sports figure. And I remember that he used to, because I got in trouble for this, I remember that he used to sometimes appear on camera on these Broncos shows, where he wouldn't have any socks on. And okay, and one afternoon I'm on the air and I look up at one of the TVs and monitors and there he is with no socks on, and I blurted out without thinking, what the, and then I'll leave the word out, is he doing without any socks on? Well, Without going into great length on this, let's just say that it did not get taken out and that it went out over the air.
Oh, no.
Which ended up with me, and it wasn't my fault that it went out over the air. I swear, I'm not being... I take responsibility for using the word, but it wasn't my fault. I hit the correct button, but the correct button did not function, and I ended up getting into a huge argument with management over that. That's the only thing I remember about Ron Zappolo. I was shocked when I came back to town that suddenly he was over at 31 and that he was doing news. Well, I mean, what happened to his sports commitment? He just doesn't have it anymore?
No, I think he wanted to get into the news. He was critical of the so-called liberal bias.
Hmm. Well, I find that, you know, I'd like to ask him about that. I find that interesting when he's talking about Boston being so liberal because, yeah, Massachusetts is known as being a liberal, and Boston is, I guess, known as being a liberal town. But I would point out to him that all three of the talk radio stations in Boston are all right wing. So I don't know where he gets that. Greg, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day, Jake.
Okay, talk to you. Let's go to Charles in the Highlands Ranch. Charles, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Jay?
Okay, man.
On what we assumed the original question was on Rumsfeld, I was wondering why he couldn't be both scapegoat and the problem. I mean, if you think about it, he was the problem. He was a lot of the problem for Iraq, but by getting rid of him, he becomes a scapegoat for Bush's to hide Bush's ineptitude.
Hmm. Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point.
I don't know how I would vote on that,
because
he is both.
That's a really good point. But, you know, when you ask these kind of questions, you try to structure it. We don't do it. But I've worked at tons of talk stations that have done this, and I know that this is what they're doing. You try to structure the question so that you get the answer that closely fits your perceived core of viewers or listeners.
Well, of course.
And that's why they do it. And they don't ask what you and I would consider to be truthful, out-of-the-box, you know, type questions, you know, for poll questions. But you're right, he could be both. I mean, he was a problem. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, there's an article today out on the AP that the Iraqis are cheering that he's gone, that he's going to be gone. He was a problem. You're right. And he's also, to some degree, which is true, a scapegoat for the poor execution of the war and also getting into there in the first place because there are other people who are involved in that who will probably end up with the Medal of Freedom as well.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering how long it's going to take for Rumsfeld to get his Medal of Freedom.
We'll probably see it in the next 3 to 6 months probably, I would imagine. I just wonder, you know, he was one of these guys that worked 7 days a week and loved this stuff. And he's been in government all of his life, you know, starting as being a congressman from Illinois. What's he going to suddenly do with his life?
Maybe he can go to a monastery and reflect on what the ills that he's caused the world.
Yeah, maybe so. But now who's he going to have to strong arm and beat up? And be aggressive with. I guess the only person he's going to have is his wife and his grandchildren.
Well, Halliburton or somebody like that probably has a place for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're right. One of these big corporations. Charles, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Happy trails.
Okay. All right. AM 760, Progressive Talk, coming up this next hour. We're going to talk to Bill Winter, and we're also going to talk to Joe Rice. And I've got Joe Rice winning in 38, Bill Winter, of course, losing in Congressional District 5. And I've also got some other questions to ask you. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It looks like smooth sailing for the man picked to replace Donald Rumsfeld. Democrat Joseph Biden tells the CBS News early show he expects the Senate to confirm former CIA Director Robert Gates.
I've known Bob Gates for a long time. I think his view on Iraq is very different than Rumsfeld's. I think it's a positive step.
Gates is eager to take the reins.
Because so many of America's sons and daughters in our armed forces are in harm's way, I did not hesitate when the president asked me to return to duty.
But this could be tough duty, and not just because of how the war in Iraq is going.
There'll be an effort by him to establish perhaps a better trust or a better relationship with the uniformed military, because there's a lot of problems, a lot of tensions at that level.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. Well, it may have seemed like a bold claim on election night.
The votes were in and we won.
But Jim Webb supporters cheered, and history has proven him right. Webb has won the Virginia Senate race, giving Democrats control of both houses of Congress. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what happens now?
For starters, Frank, the president and incoming Speaker Pelosi will search for some common ground over lunch. But there's a bitter campaign legacy of distrust on Iraq and other issues. Presidential Counselor Dan Bartlett indicates the administration is reviewing some bipartisan efforts on education and other areas from early in the Bush presidency.
We believe there's that same type of capability to bring both sides together.
Now, any real hope for cooperation will be tested when the Democrats take over Congress early next year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it's just about that time of year again.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And the country's biggest retail chain is putting the Christmas back in Christmas. Live to CBS's Jim Shenovich.
Well, Frank, last year, Walmart was one of the major retailers that tried a generic Happy Holidays approach to this busiest shopping season, and it resulted in boycotts called by religious and other groups. Now the store chain says it's learned its lesson. It's announcing today it will not only allow its stores and employees to use Merry Christmas, but encourage them to.
Well, this is the day Massachusetts lawmakers open a constitutional convention that could lead to a vote on banning same-sex marriage. That troubles gay and lesbian leader Arlene Isaacson.
Having two-thirds of the legislature in our favor isn't sufficient to stop the amendment from moving forward. So we're very worried that things might not go well for us.
Even if Massachusetts voters were to approve a ban, same-sex marriages already on the books would stand. And government figures that came out within the past hour show a big 6.7% drop in the September trade deficit. Falling oil prices account for the drop from an all-time high that was set back in August. And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about 1 point. This is CBS News.
This is a dangerous place. Inside a calculator at tax time, a business owner has this thing smoking. How? He's got a Discover business card, so he downloads statements anytime he wants. Has his purchase records right at his fingertips. A lot faster and easier than a box full of receipts. Hey, ease up there, big guy. You'll sprain your pinky.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. We now know what caused the long voting lines in Douglas County.
We didn't have enough machines.
Douglas County Clerk and Recorder Carol Murray says they had 300 voting machines at 28 sites, but they could use another 200. County Commissioners also looking at establishing a panel to fix problems before the presidential elections 2 years from now. Number of mea culpas regarding the long lines at polls this week for the Denver Election Commission as well. They say it was embarrassed and chagrined that the e-poll book system did not live up to expectations. Alton Dillard with the Election Commission.
We take responsibility for what happened yesterday, and we just ask that the voters bear with us. This was our first general election using the vote center model, and now we know what adjustments have to be made to accommodate that size turnout.
Alton Dillard speaking to us yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're much busier now around the city as you could well expect for this time of the commute. Southbound 25, very crowded 58 to Spear for your downtown drive. No real change through Thornton, North Glen. It's still loaded up. We do have good conditions out of Lakewood. No problems for you on 6th Avenue, except the usual buildup. 225, a slow now northbound at Iliff, southbound at 6th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, much cooler, high of 60. Currently cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from over 90 designs, all just 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Top three reasons I'm going to a Home Depot paint clinic this week. Number three, I like the sound of Venetian plaster. So look too. Number two, I want people to ask who my painter is and the answer to be me. And number one, I get to mess up someone else's wall first.
There's still time for a quick paint project before holiday guests arrive. So every Thursday in November at 7 p.m., the Home Depot has free paint clinics where you can learn the latest techniques, tips from the pros, and how to get exactly the look you're going for. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
If you could only hear what we're talking about here off the air, both of us would be in big trouble. Thank God you can. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 60, partly sunny skies. All right, we're in the middle of talking about Donald Rumsfeld and what happened to him yesterday, and we'll continue. I want to continue to talk about that for another 30 minutes or so. And then at 7:30, we'll talk to Bill Winter, who put up a valiant fight against Tom Tancredo in CD6. And also, we'll also talk to my buddy Joe Rice, who won and was elected to the House of Representatives in the state of Colorado in District 38. And if you say, well, I don't even know where District 38 is, and I don't care who Joe Rice is, and I don't know who he is. Okay, but you know what? He's a friend of mine, and I want to just wish him the best on the air. And he's a good guy, and he's an up-and-comer, and he's a guy who works very, very hard and has all the right credentials, and this is a positive. And he helped the Democrats hold on to the House here in the state because he did win. It was a pickup for us. So I want to get into that, but I want to talk about Rumsfeld leaving here at 303-713-7600. If you want to speculate on that question about Rumsfeld, is he a scapegoat or was he truly a problem? And here we've got a little bit of audio I want to play for you. This is George Bush. This is President Bush talking about Rumsfeld departing yesterday.
Did you know at that point
I did not.
You would be making a change on Secretary Rumsfeld?
No, I did not. And the reason I didn't know is because I hadn't visited with his replacement, a potential replacement.
But you knew he would be leaving, just not who would replace
no,
him.
No, I didn't know that at the time.
Okay. May I ask you about Nancy Pelosi?
The other thing I did know as well is that that kind of question, a wise question by a seasoned reporter, is the kind of thing that causes one to either inject major military decisions at the end of a campaign or not. And I had made the decision that I wasn't going to be talking about, you know, hypothetical troop levels or changes in command structure coming down the stretch. And I'll tell you why I made that decision. I made that decision because I think it sends a bad signal to our troops that they think the commander-in-chief is constantly adjusting tactics and decisions based upon politics. And I think it's important in a time of war that to the extent possible we leave politics out of the major decisions being made. It was the right decision to make, by the way. And secondly, I hadn't visited with Bob Gates. I told you I visited with him last Sunday in Crawford. You can't replace somebody until you know you've got somebody to replace him with. And finally, I hadn't had my last conversation with Secretary Rumsfeld, which I had yesterday.
Okay, you got to ask yourself whether you buy that or not. Is that really the truth, or was the fact that, as our earlier guest Lawrence Korb said, that he was hiding the whole Rumsfeld situation from the base of his party because he didn't want to demoralize them? And that by letting Rumsfeld go, it's tantamount really to admitting openly that his policy isn't working and that it has been a mistake. And do we have the audio of the actual announcement? I think we do. We have the audio of the actual announcement of this is President Bush yesterday talking about Rumsfeld leaving.
The election has changed many things in Washington, but it has not changed my fundamental responsibility, and that is to protect the American people from attack. As the commander-in-chief, I take these responsibilities seriously. And so does the man who served this nation honorably for almost 6 years as our Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. Now, after a series of thoughtful conversations, Secretary Rumsfeld and I agreed that the timing is right for new leadership at the Pentagon. Our military has experienced an enormous amount of change and reform during the last 5 years while fighting the war on terror. One of the most consequential wars in our nation's history. Don Rumsfeld has been a superb leader during a time of change. Yet he also appreciates the value of bringing in a fresh perspective during a critical period in this war. Don Rumsfeld is a patriot who served our country with honor and distinction. He is a trusted advisor and a friend, and I'm deeply grateful to his service to our country.
Meanwhile, pack your stuff and get out. All right, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open if you want to comment about Rumsfeld leaving, whether you want to answer the question that actually we stole from Fox 31, but then they changed their question. But I thought the premise was a pretty good question, even though it's a little skewered to the right, which is, do you believe that he was either a problem or do you believe that he was a scapegoat? And are you satisfied with him being gone? And as Lawrence Korb said, most people on Capitol Hill are happy with the fact that he's gone, both Republicans and Democrats, or that he will be going, so that they're not. There's not going to be any partisan clashing over this. But it's the big story, other than Jim Webb beating George Allen, and Senator McCaca finally tonight is probably going to have to concede. But your feelings about Rumsfeld, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mary in Broomfield. Mary, hi. Thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, before I get started, first of all, I want to thank everybody involved in Progressive Radio. I think it made a really, really big difference this year because we all had a chance to see that a lot of us were very upset with what's going on in this country, and we had an outlet.
Well, we tried. We tried to do the best we possibly could.
And it certainly seemed to work.
Well, we got a lot to be happy about this morning.
Yes, we do, and I'm very happy.
More this morning than yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I went to bed happy because they announced that Webb won, and so that made it a perfect day. As to Rummy, I don't think George Bush wanted to let him go at all. I think if things had turned out a little bit different, he might not have. He doesn't like to change his mind, and he doesn't like to tell the truth. So, as far as Channel 31, I think both are right. I think both answers were right. Being dyslexic, it's hard to choose multiple choice questions. I see right in everything.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, there usually is some right and some truth somewhere. I wonder too about what you just said. I wonder too about if there had not been the success that there was at the polling place for the Democrats, if we would be looking at somebody else coming in, or if this was under debate for some time. Now, you got to know that this was not a last-minute decision because they had to line somebody else up. I mean, well, they didn't have to. I mean, you could let somebody go and then say we're searching for a replacement, which is which the president said yesterday. Well, you can't let somebody go and then you don't have somebody to take their place. But we've done that plenty of times in this country's history, and then you find somebody to take their place. So he could have done that, but they had Gates lined up, so they had to have had talked to him. The question is, and maybe it's a question that we'll never know, or maybe it'll come out, you know, years later in history, whether this was in the works for, say, 3 or 4 months, this was in the works for 2 months, this was in the works for a month, or this was in a work, this was got underway when they finally sat down, had a good look at the polls, and said, well, we're going to lose, and we're going to have to do something, and we're going to have to make some kind of a move. So I guess what I'm saying to you, Mary, is I don't know what the truth is there on that. I guess everybody's just going to have to draw their own conclusions about what they believe. I think we are better off without them, and I see it, and I could be wrong about this too, but I see it as being a major signal that we're going to change course and that what we have been doing is not working and isn't right.
Well, I agree with everything you said. There's no way of knowing how or when this happened. But here we go again. Daddy's group, Daddy's gang, is now getting him out of trouble, which has happened to him his entire life. He does something, he screws up, and Daddy's friends get him out of trouble.
But you know, I don't object to that. You know what? I don't object to anybody stepping in who has some kind of knowledge or has some kind of ability to be able to get us out of this terrible situation. I guess I'm not that partisan. I just don't, you know, I don't care who does it as long as we do it the right way. And to me, the more voices that get in on this and the more people who contribute in on this and the more people who have something to say on this, the better off we are.
Well, that's true. I don't have a problem with his father's friends getting him out of trouble again. My problem is that he's in a position where we have to keep getting him out of trouble. And one last thing. We're talking about music. I'm a little old lady, and I listen to little old songs from way back when and classical music. That's what I like. And I listen to your song in the morning, and I cannot figure out the last line of your song. What are they saying?
The last line of the song, which part is that?
You know, I may be wrong, I may be right, I may be black, I may be white, and then there's this last line of the song, and I don't understand it.
I may be right, I may be wrong. That's in there.
Right.
Will the road rise with you?
Oh, that must be what it is, because it's the last line that I can't understand.
And I like old music, too.
So do I.
I mean, name an artist that you consider to be old.
Oh, I like all the old classic jazzes. I like all the old classic World War II songs. I like a lot of just songs that I can hear the words instead of so much music, so much sound.
Now you sound like you know what? That's what my mother used to say when the Beatles came to America.
I can't. How can you kids understand that?
You know, but I like all the. I like the
well,
stuff.
Well, I'm the age of the Beatles.
Yeah,
I'm the same age as the Beatles.
But I like the stuff that you're talking about. I like Sarah Vaughan. I like
Al Martino. It's hard to come up with the names right off the cuff, but, you know, the old classics.
I like Frank Sinatra. I like Dean Martin. I like Diana Washington. I like
Doris Day.
Doris Day. I like
Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
all
that.
The old.
I like all that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I also listen to classical music occasionally, too. So, you know what? We got the same taste. You're in good company.
And
you're
I like the Beatles. I liked songs that you could dance to, but anyway.
I don't like songs you can dance to. There's too much sexual suggestion there.
Oh well, you're talking about today dancing.
No, I'm talking about all dancing. Men and women should never touch in public. I gotta go. See you later.
Bye.
No touching in public. Okay, right? Ask James Dobson. Ask Ted Haggard. Come on now. You know, you guys dancing in there, and we know what you're trying to do. It's like having sex without getting a motel room, right? Come on. Knock that dancing off. Think about that, about how parents were like that, okay? Like kids that were dancing to this stuff and thought it was pretty hot, okay, their parents were going, no, I don't get it. What is up with this? Then those kids become parents, and they say, what's with this song, Annie Had a Baby? Is that about sex? What's this song about brown-eyed handsome man? Is that about white women liking black men? Is that some kind of code thing there? I don't really like that. I don't understand those lyrics. And then when those kids become parents, it's like, I want to hold your hand? How do you know that's what they're saying? I can't understand what I want to hold your hand means. I don't get that. And now, the tragic thing is, I'm sitting here at 54, and check this out. I went downstairs the other day, where all the music stations are in this building, and they had some music going, and I went, I don't get it. I don't know what that's about. Jeez. That's enough to make you want to drive out in the middle of the desert and shoot yourself. 720, 20 minutes after 7 here. 303-713-7600. We can talk about music, sex, dancing, or Donald Rumsfeld in that order. It's time to look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the eastbound drive chock full now, 270 across Commerce City, C-470 Broadway to University, and I-70 at your interchange. Boulder Turnpike also really starting to jam Federal near Pecos. That's still very typical. Weather not a factor in the city, but up in the high country, I-70 is dragging from Floyd Hill and headed west due to foggy conditions, so give yourself extra time. Be careful. Also have fog and wet roads down south affecting your commute along I-25 near Greenland. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, much cooler, high of 60. Currently cloudy. Cloudy in 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that protects you on the road can protect your most valued possessions. AAA Insurance for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA to find out how easy it is to switch and save on AAA Insurance. And don't forget to ask about their special member pricing.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
721, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, attempting to talk about Donald Rumsfeld. You know what I ought to do, though? Maybe I ought to ask you to call up and to tell me what the nastiest rock and roll song is you know. When I mean nasty, I don't mean dirty in words. I'm talking about sex. Maybe we'll save that for another time. Well, you know what? If you want to throw that in, too, as well as Rumsfeld. Do we have that song, Annie's Got a Had a Baby? We going to look for it? Well, that song caused a big stir. Hey, Operation Freebird is a law enforcement and community event happening at Rockies. It's really a great time, and it's very moving, too. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses in Rockies, are going to be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. And they'll also be honoring the men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and the national anthem. And you can see the Colorado National Guard display with Black Hawk helicopters. They're going to have all kinds of stuff out there, plus an F-16 flyover, a Humvee displays. There'll be all sorts of fun and food and live music and activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE. This is really worth it, too. The DARE and Child ID program. And here's what this is. You'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints, which is well worth having. And also, the bomb robot will be there, which I played with last year, and the canine demonstrations, which are really cool. The sheriff's posse will be there, the mobile command post, and a whole lot more. Plus, the Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there with firemen, Firefighter Big and Ladder 11. Plus, there'll be child safety demonstrations with their smokehouse. The Colorado Division of Wildlife will be there with a display. And it's all happening this Saturday from 1 until 4. And it's your chance to meet and honor our servicemen and women of the armed forces. It's really going to be a good, moving time. It was great last year, and it's something that's great for the entire family, and it's all put on for free by Rocky's Auto. So join them for Operation Freebird coming up this Saturday at Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal, as they work to help out people in the community. And a special thanks to our friends at Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they have been serving for over 30 years.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft Software.
true. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stewart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stewart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Then Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Bill Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I've heard people say that...
Oh, yeah, you're talking about sex.
Too much of anything is not good for you.
Okay.
But... I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Many times that we've loved, we've shared love.
Many times we've started from a silver spoon.
It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
Spreading those lines out on the bed sheet.
It's just not enough, man.
Okay, am I like in trouble?
It's just not enough.
We should send this out to Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. I want a divorce. Because you ain't got no talent, baby. Okay, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. High today, 60. Partly sunny skies. What made you pick Barry White, John Turk? Because we were talking about sex. Sex and songs. What made you pick Barry White? Because that epitomizes sex in your mind?
Well, no, I mean, if you want to get in the mood and you want to get your old lady in the mood, who's better than Barry White?
Oh, come on. You know what? Come on. You want to get your old lady in the mood. What kind of sexist talk is that? That's like that Cialis commercial where the guy says,
and suppose your Sleeping Beauty isn't in the mood.
Okay, this guy, give me a break. Who refers to their wife, your girlfriend, your life partner?
My Sleeping Beauty. My old lady.
Hey. 90% of America.
Hey, I'm going to go home, man, and see my old lady.
Now, see, if I were a woman and heard that, I'd resent that. Stacy doesn't want you. Stacy'd slap you for talking to her, about her that way.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
Hey, you're my old lady.
You know, you sound like one of those guys who wears a tank top shirt with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in the sleeve or whatever. Oh, tank tops don't have sleeves. Okay, stuck up in the, you know, one of those wife beater shirts. We could get a member of the Denver Police Department on to talk about all the... 911 domestic violence wife beater calls they go to where these guys are like with tattoos and a can of beer and a cigarette dangling out of their mouths.
And they refer to their wives as old ladies.
My old lady.
Nice dental work you have there, sir.
My old lady. My old lady.
All right. Anyway. You know what? I don't know why people aren't in a great mood this morning. I'm in a great mood. Man, we got the Senate. We got the House. What? You know what? What the hell? All right. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm great, man. What about yourself?
Tickety-boo, as they say.
You bet.
First off, as far as if you want to get to a real sexual kind of song, I think Depeche Mode off of the Violator album, they've got one there called Animal, and that goes a little deeper than what you can actually play on the radio. But
which means we're not going to be playing it.
But I do like the Public Image Limited that you guys lead off with. So that's pretty good stuff. So.
Cool.
I come from way back in the punk era. I'm almost 50 now, and I still like the stuff that's being put out by some of the alternative artists or the progressive artists today, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's pretty good, too.
But on to other things. Talking about Rummy, I kind of think that this was something that was kind of set in place before the election, and then I think Rummy decided that when he saw what was going on, that the resignation came from him, but they had already had this heavy guy set up take his place in case that happened. I think the more interesting preamble now, and I really see it coming, so these guys can try and set themselves up for 08, is I think Cheney's gone too.
Really? You think that he's going to dump the vice president?
Nobody is going to vote for Cheney as president.
Well, he's not going to run.
Exactly. But if they get somebody in there that they can groom, basically, to run against Giuliani or get in the primaries against Giuliani and see how that turns out, I kind of think that he's gone. I think Cheney's. And as I told Dirk, I think, you know, you could probably see that before the speech on January 20th, the State of the Union.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of have that feeling, you know. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, let's get them out one by one, you know. I don't have any problem with that. I wouldn't be surprised if Cheney goes and Condoleezza Rice takes the place.
Well, they were saying yesterday that Rumsfeld leaving is a victory for Condoleezza Rice, and that her star has risen even more. And if you think about it, you got a good point here that it wouldn't be a bad move on, because Cheney's popularity level is really low. I mean, it's like 25, maybe 22% in the last poll. And if you think about it, that wouldn't be a bad move. Condoleezza Rice is pretty popular, and there are a lot of Republicans, I think, who would like to see her run for president.
Well, and I kind of think that that's what they're going to do to set up against Hillary.
Yeah, but we don't know that Hillary. But here's a couple of things. Keep this in mind. We don't know for sure that she's going to run. There's also
hopefully she doesn't.
Okay, and
I'm a Russ Feingold man myself.
Yeah, me too. But
I'd like to see Russ run. Just, you know, he'd clean up.
But there's also a rumor going around that because the Dems have taken the Senate, that she is going to strike a deal somewhere down the road here and take Harry Reid's job.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe there.
Well, she's got a real appetite for it, and they say that she really likes being a senator and that she feels that she can really be effective. So it may be BS, but it's circulating around. It's circulating around the Beltway.
Well, you know, whatever moves they make at this point, it's strictly they're setting themselves up for 08. And that's, you know, speaking of that, we got to start working on 08 right now.
Oh, I agree.
Right now.
I agree.
I mean, just while the wave is going, let's make it a tsunami.
I definitely think we should get geared up for it. I definitely think that anybody who's going to run should come forward now and jump in. I really believe that, and we should hear now and start the debate now about who we're going to choose. Dave, take care, man. I got to run. I got to go get some traffic and get Bill on here, Bill Winter. But
John, be good, okay?
All right, take care, man. Yeah, I think that we should get into the 08 debate now and let it start. Let's find out who's going to run, and let's find out what the story is. And I like Hillary Clinton, but I hope she doesn't run. I'm not. Now, if she's a nominee, I'd support her. But I'm not pushing for her. 7:32 minutes past the hour, and Rummy's career is gone, too. So, and I don't know. That's an interesting thought about Cheney. All right, let's get some traffic with Gina. Gina.
All right, Jay, we do have a crash. It was involving a pedestrian westbound Mississippi just east of I-25, so watch out for that one. Also had a stalled vehicle southbound 25. It was adding to the snags we had right near 20th getting into downtown. Otherwise, it's a pretty uneventful ride, so good news for you as you're making your way into work or school.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Ricola.com.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from ProTech Mechanical in Aurora. ProTech Mechanical is a full-service heating, air conditioning, and plumbing contractor for both residential and commercial properties. Call Jeff and Bill today for a free estimate at 303-680-6676. That's 303-680-6676.
It's as simple as dividing by two. The Joseph A. Bank half-off sale. All the value at half the price. Hundreds of finely tailored suits, suit separates, and luxurious tuxedos half off. That's hundreds of suits in every store half off. Consider a huge selection of handcrafted sport coats and dress pants half off. Even an incredible selection of top coats and leather jackets. You guessed it, half off. Plus an extra bonus. All of our famous traveler dress shirts and sport shirts are on sale, with the entire stock of traveler knit shirts half off. The Joseph A. Bank half-off sale. America's best menswear at half the price.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, and coming soon to Aurora and Lakewood.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour, high today around 60, partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, if you missed any of the interviews this morning, particularly the one with Lawrence Korb, you can catch it on podcast at am760.net. You can also IM me there. Okay, I know I got a ton of mail yesterday, a ton of IMs. I didn't answer them. I'm sorry. I was tired, and I didn't get to them, and I hope you'll accept my sincere apologies. Let's move to the phones, and we'll talk to Bill Winter, who put up a great fight in CD6, and this is a guy who I don't think is going away, and we're going to be hearing more about him in the future. Bill, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, you're always welcome to come on here anytime. I just figured yesterday you would call in, but you were probably exhausted and tired. And What did you spend yesterday doing, by the way? Let me, if I can ask.
Well, let's see. We met with some folks that helped out with the campaign, and met with my staff to kind of plan out where we go from here. And did a lot of thinking and reflecting, and figuring out what's going next and all that kind of stuff. Little bit of sitting in the dark, wondering what else we could have done different, and those kinds of things.
Well, I'll put the same proposition to you that I put to Angie Piccioni, and that I also put to Jay Fawcett, and that is, I think that in all three of your cases, I think you demonstrated vulnerability on the part of the incumbent. And in your particular case, you're a political newcomer for running for public office. A lot of people in the district didn't know who you were,
right,
or didn't recognize your name. Now certainly your name is out there. We're only looking at a year and a half away again. And I really think that you ought to take some time off and relax, and then I think you ought to sit down with your people. I hate to use that term. I don't like that term. Limbaugh uses that. You people. But, sit down with the folks that are closest to you and think about going after this guy again. And I'll certainly contribute again.
Well, Jay, it's an interesting question, and I'm not sure what the right answer is right now. I'm looking at the numbers in the paper, and I'm really amazed by a few things. I got more votes than Ed Perlmutter. And more votes than Jay, more votes than Angie, and darn near more votes than Lamborn. We've got one of the biggest districts in the state, so it is a tough district. And I called Ed this morning, and I said, hey, I got more votes than you. Do I get to go instead? And he wasn't going to go for that, I don't think. But you know, the issue, and like you said, I've never run for office before, so we learned so much this year. And, you know, we built my name recognition up from 9% to about 55% on Election Day. The problem there is that, you know, if you have 55% name recognition, probably only about half of those actually know what you stand for and who you are. And the problem in our district was we weren't able to raise the money to really get TV. Now, it's all, you know, one thing I learned, Jay, is it's about money, my friend. It's about money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if you look at CD7, where about $4 million was spent to support Ed, and then up in CD4, my understanding is about $3 million was spent to support Angie. And in my race, it was a total of $800,000, and I think it was less than that for Jay. So the difference, the reason why we weren't able to get as close in our numbers is we weren't able to do the TV and all the kinds of things that really got Ed and Angie's message out there. So I guess the question to me, before I would decide to do it again, is three things. First of all, the people that supported me, do they want me to run again? Because you know what, I don't have a big ego that says I need to be the congressman. You know, I think the people need to decide whether they want me to do it or somebody else. I think we gained a lot of momentum this year, and it'd be a shame to squander all the things we learned and have somebody have to start over completely new. But, you know, people need to let me know they want me to do it again, and I think we need to find out whether the party leadership really wants to help in CD6, because that's the one thing we've never had down
here.
Well,
when you're talking about the party leadership now, are you talking about the state or national?
Well, I'm really talking about national, but in order to get the national help, you need the people here in Colorado to do it for you. So I guess what I mean is, you know, Diana DeGette and Mark Udall and Ken Salazar, John Salazar, Ed Perlmutter, and Bill Ritter need to stand up and get the national party to come in and help down here. Because you know what? Tancredo can be just as vulnerable as Musgrave, and we can take this guy on, but you've got to have the money to go out and talk about who he is and who the challenger is. And a candidate down in CD6 has never really been able to get that kind of support. You know, just by comparison, as I said, my understanding is it's about a total of about $4 or $5 million was spent in CD7 to support Ed, and a total of about $3 or $4 million spent up in CD4 for Angie. We spent the $800,000 that we raised, and that's it. Now, that's a lot of money, but in a congressional race, it's peanuts. You know, and until we're able to get,
unfortunately, you're right, it is
right. And until we're able to, and you know, we had a lot of problems this year. Well, really, really, several things. Number one, nobody knew who I was, okay, coming into this. And that's not just voters, but it's also the people at the top of the party and the people with the money. And they looked at it and they said, well, you know, nobody's ever really done very well in your district, and we don't know who you are. So I understand their reluctance to jump on board. But until we overcome that reluctance, we're going to struggle in this district, not because it's a tough district or because Tancredo's unbeatable, but because we don't have the money to really get out there and go after him. So I guess I'd have to see that kind of support coming from somewhere.
But if you look at it this way, I mean, if you're mentally and physically up to trying it again, you've got a year and a half to put all that together, and you know as well as I do that means, you know, going to all those dinners and going to all those functions and talking to all those people and shaking all those hands and beating the bushes for, you know, whatever, every dime you can get.
Sure.
But if you start with enough time ahead,
right,
and you've got enough time and you bank all that and keep your expenses low, don't you think you could get a pretty good war chest up?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, you touched on something. You know, don't let me you know, don't mistake me by saying that we didn't make mistakes. Oh, Lord have mercy, we made mistakes. But then we were a first-time candidate, and we didn't know what we were doing. And that's where we'd really have an advantage next time. Because let me tell you something, we won't spend a dime for that first year and a half until we get down to when it's time to start running ads and things like that. So we really learned a lot there. I guess the question in my mind is, am I going to go out to people and they're going to say, well, gee whiz, you know, everything that you did and all that hard work last time, you still only got 40%. You can't win down there, and so I don't want to give you money. Because I tell you what, we heard a lot of that this year. You know, we didn't get any money from Tim Gill, and we, you know, only got token amounts really from Jared Polis and some of the other folks, and so they didn't want to pitch in here. Not because I don't think they thought I was any not good, but because they said you can't win there.
Well, your first time out, what do you expect? 7:43. It's 43 minutes past the hour. We're talking with Bill Winter, who waged a valiant campaign in CD6 against Mad Tommy Tancredo, and I'm giving him the same pitch I gave the other candidates, which is, you know, I mean, you're never going to know.
Let me ask you this. What'd they say?
Well, Jay Fawcett said that it's too soon to think about it, that he needs to recover and that his family needs to decompress from the experience. Right. And that he has to go get a job. That's what he told me.
Yeah, and I'm in exactly the same place there too.
Well, you're a lawyer. You could get a gig. What do you mean? Open up a law firm.
Well, yeah, you know what? That sounds easy, but it doesn't mean people walk in the door and give you money and give you work. You know,
run it out of your house. Come on, man. I'm used to doing it on a shoestring.
That's what I was doing for a couple of years before this.
I'll figure out somebody to sue. I'll be your first client.
There you go. Well, maybe we could. Yeah, no. I was gonna say we get somebody to sue you, but then you have to have money to pay me. But no, it's Jay hits on something there, that you put your whole life on hold for a year, so you have to go back and figure out a way to make a living again. And we've kind of got a system where, you know, you almost have to be independently wealthy to do this. I mean, and I didn't have the money to put into my campaign and things like that. So Jay is 100% right. I can't make that decision right now, Jay. I am so emotionally, you know, you just put everything you have into it.
Yeah, I understand.
Put everything you have into it. And it's going to take a week or two or maybe a month. I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest, how long it'll take. But I'll tell you this. I'm very proud of what we did this year. I really am. You know, I've said many times that we started out as a handful of nobodies from Douglas County and ended up really building a great campaign. Let me tell you some of the things we did. First of all, we made Tancredo spend over $500,000 to defend himself, okay? And he's never had to do that before. And I'll tell you what, that money was targeted for other races around the country where he was going to go and attack other Democrats, and we made him spend it here. So I feel like we took one for the team at the very least. You know, we made him spend that money here instead of going and attacking around the country. And we also did a lot of research. We found out that this guy gets almost all of his money from racist organizations and white supremacist groups and
absolutely.
Things like that.
That's very true.
Yeah, and we got that out there, and whether anybody takes that and runs with it, I don't know. But we expose this guy for what he is and where he gets his money and all those kinds of things. And we put together a great group of volunteers. And I want to say right now, everybody out there who contributed to my campaign, who volunteered for my campaign, you're awesome. You're awesome. I mean, I get choked up. I get tears in my eyes thinking about these people and the heart that they put into it and the things that they did. And, I'll tell you something. I'm not the hero in this, Jay. All those people out there who did so much work are the heroes. And you know, people look at us and they look at me and Ed and Jay and Angie and they say, you're going to go change the world for us. And I say, no, we're not. No, we're not. You are. Every single person out there is the hero that can go out and change the world and make a difference. And if there's one thing I've learned, that's it. Don't wait until tomorrow. You know, don't wait for me to save the world for you. Go do it yourself because you can do it.
Well, let me end it by saying this to you. What have I known you now for about a year and a half?
Yeah.
You're not a person to sit on the sidelines. Don't try to fool us that you are. So when you come, you know, when you make up your mind, call me up.
I will, Jay.
And I don't know how much money I can scrape together, but like I told Angie and Jay and everybody else, man, I'll write the first check.
Well, we've got to be, ultimately, to be realistic about this, we've got to be able to raise $1.5 million. Just in order to get the attention of the people back in Washington and the people with the big money to try to get them to come in. There's a lot of other things, too. All the rumor down here is that Tancredo won't run for Congress in 2008. He's going to run for U.S. Senator, President, or whatever.
Oh, good. I walk on that.
Yeah, I mean, it might be an open seat. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a great presidential nominee and really ride that wave. But at this point, that's all so far away, it's hard to say what the right thing is to do. And again, you know, I don't have the big ego that says I'm the great man that needs to run. You know what? Maybe I'm not the right guy. It's hard to say. You know, my goal in this from the start, Jay, was to make a difference.
And you have. And you have made a difference. And Bill, you'll continue to make a difference. Let's keep in touch. And you're welcome on this program anytime, man.
Well, thanks, Jay. And you've been a real hero to Colorado for the last couple of years. I mean, I think you've made such a difference for people. Just in the fact that you've given people hope that they got someplace they can go and hear somebody tell them the truth. And that's been so huge for all of us, especially in places like Douglas County. Holy cow, this is sometimes you wonder where you are down here, but we can always turn you on and get the right side of things. And so we really appreciate that. And just let me also one last time just say thank you so much to everybody out there. All the people make such a difference in my life. It's amazing.
Well, we'll go to war again, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there's Bill Winter, who ran in CD6. And who knows? Maybe he'll run again, which wouldn't be a bad deal. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gina with traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. It's a pretty nice ride for a Thursday. Not a lot going on, just really the typical drive. Just about everywhere you go, 225 getting very heavy now on our usual stretches there, southbound and northbound. We've got the usual jam up across Commerce City, 270, I-76, and I-70 really in good shape. No major delays, and it's just getting busy out of Wheat Ridge, and, of course, if you are eastbound headed toward westbound. We do have this wreck westbound Mississippi east of I-25 and southbound 25, so a little bogged down from an earlier stalled vehicle right near 20th. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, much cooler, high of 60. Currently cloudy and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Jeep dealer during the 2006 Jeep model year in clearance.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
You get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Phone rings at your small business. What happens? Voicemail? Not good. Did you know that 80% of the time a new customer calls and gets voicemail, they move on to your competitor? Can you afford to lose that much business? Didn't think so. So how do you focus on growing your business without being tied down to the phone? You call Office Evolution. That's what you do. For less than $100 a month, your phones could be answered by professionals who learn your business and know which calls to forward and which ones to screen. You'll look like the big shot that you'll eventually become if you sign up with Office Evolution. And speaking of big shots, you'll get treated like one at Office Evolution's 8 front range locations, where you'll have access to copiers, fax machines, conference rooms, and a great place to meet your customers. But I should warn you, your business will grow dramatically because you'll never lose a new customer while Office Evolution answers your calls. You'll also have more time to focus on your business. And because Office Evolution is flexible and scalable, they can adjust to your company's growth, saving you thousands of dollars. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Get up. Get on up. Yeah. Get up. We got plenty to celebrate today. today, too, by the way. Now they got the Senate. 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 60, partly sunny. We've also got the state legislature, and one of the guys who helped us get the state legislature is a real stand-up human being from District 38, Joe Rice. I talked about him a lot during the campaign. Joe, we couldn't get you yesterday. Who knows where you were hiding out, but congratulations.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm fine,
Thank you.
How about you?
Doing well, doing well. Yesterday, hiding out, we were making calls, writing thank you notes, and starting to get to work already.
That's great. Well, that's your style. That's the way you are. I mean, you're a no-nonsense, take-no-prisoners kind of guy. And I, not to go over old territory, but for those people who don't know the story or haven't heard it, and if you have heard it, okay, sorry, I'm getting old, so I keep repeating myself. But Joe and I once had... I mean, we were, like, at each other, weren't we?
Yeah, it was heated, I guess you would say.
It was a mess. And
we were on Dateline, remember that?
We were, weren't
yeah.
we? I'd forgotten about that.
National TV, yeah.
I'd forgotten about that. That's right, we did get on ABC's Dateline. You know, I haven't gotten as much publicity as in my career as I got for that short stint doing afternoons over on that other radio station. But I caused you a lot of trouble, didn't I?
You know what? Like we had talked about a couple of weeks ago, we had a pretty intense clash there, but we worked through it. And you know what? I definitely learned some things. I actually think that we both came out stronger for it, and I think the public policy was better for it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think it's a good example of what happens when people, rather than throw bombs at each other, when people sit down and just... you know, have a conversation, and we did that before I left town, and I'm just so glad, man, to see you win this race in House District 38, and to be headed into the legislature to help form policy in Colorado and represent your district. Was there any time other than the time I think we were all set back and all shocked by Progress Colorado's slime job? Was there any time that this was going on that you were worried at all about the campaign?
You know, you're always worried, because especially when people do these the kind of hack jobs like you were just talking about that Progress Colorado put out on myself and a lot of other good people. You know, you worry that people might hear that and not hear the other side or not think about it and would believe it. But, you know, you really do have to have faith and credit in the voters and the people in the community, because they, I think, here in this district and across the state and across the country, looked at these things and said, you know, we can see what's happening here. When you don't have when the other side doesn't have any real policy, when the leadership, I should say, of the other side doesn't have any real policy or any real leadership, then they start just hurling these accusations, these lies, and just try to make people scared and fearful. And, of course, the Democrats came back with a message nationally and here locally as well of issues, of moderation, of, you know, let's work through this, let's find solutions, and I think that's ultimately what the voters in House District 38 down here in Arapahoe County and throughout the state and throughout the country voted for. And that's where I think we have to, like Governor-elect Ritter said the other night, the best thank you we can provide is good public policy, and we need to make sure that, and I don't think we will, but we need to make sure that we don't veer off of what good public policy is, and we don't exercise. Well, you remember the quote of from President Bush a couple years ago, I've got political capital and I'm going to spend it.
Yeah.
We have the trust of the voters, and we're going to use it wisely, and I think that's going to be our approach.
What about your family? Your wife's a sensitive person, and you've got kids. And did they ever see any of this stuff?
Yeah, they did. They did. Mostly my wife. You know, the kids are all under six. So.
Right.
So they kind of hear some things that's going on, but they're smart, and we talk to them about it. But, yeah, my wife's a saint in putting up with one me in general for all these years, and
all my political
hobbies and military hobbies.
Yeah, hang on. Can I press upon you to put the phone down, get a cup of coffee, and let's talk a little bit after the news, because I want to keep you a little longer. Can you
sure,
do that?
Sure.
Okay. Hang on, Joe. We'll be right back to you. This is Joe Rice from House District 38, newly elected, who is going to carry out good public policy. When Joe says it, you know it's true. We'll come back and talk to Joe Rice and take your calls, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It's a big headache for a Michigan company that makes store brand acetaminophen.
Thank you for calling the acetaminophen recall line. If you are
the Perrigo company is recalling 11 million bottles of acetaminophen tablets after finding some that were contaminated with metal fragments. Perrigo won't name the stores it sells acetaminophen to, but Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and Costco are among the chains that buy some of its health products. There's no immediate word of anyone who was hurt from using Perrigo's caplets. The company's toll-free information line is 877-546-0454. That's 877-546-0454. The president's decision to replace Defense Secretary Rumsfeld with former CIA Director Robert Gates is getting mostly positive reviews. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden hopes it will lead to fresh thinking on Iraq.
As long as Rumsfeld was there, it's clear to the world and everyone, there'd be no change in policy. So it's a necessary precondition, but it's not a solution.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. A series of attacks here today may back up the belief of many Iraqis that Donald Rumsfeld's resignation isn't likely to change things here now. There were bomb attacks on markets throughout Baghdad, and several bodies turned up, apparent victims of sectarian violence. And the U.S. death toll is already at 21 for this month.
President Bush does lunch with House Speaker-in-waiting Nancy Pelosi 2 hours from now to see how they can work together now that Democrats control Congress. In the streets of Gaza, Palestinians are crying for the dead and screaming for revenge as they bury 18 members of a family killed in their sleep by an Israeli artillery shell. Israel blames the mistake on a technical failure. The University of Central Florida is breaking up one of the school's oldest fraternities. Live to CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
Well, Sigma Alpha Epsilon has been in trouble before, but an alleged hazing incident involving heavy drinking may be the last straw.
Our board of directors is disgusted.
That's the fraternity's national spokesman, Brandon Weghorst. Campus police say they found pledges crawling around in women's wigs, tank tops, and underwear, that the frat house smelled of beer, urine, and vomit. At least one student was throwing up and having trouble breathing. Three were hospitalized. The local chapter has now been disbanded.
Massachusetts lawmakers meet today to consider a ballot proposal to ban same-sex marriage. Chris Mino is with a group that is against gay marriage.
Over 75% of registered voters in Massachusetts have said they want to vote on this ballot. They do not want the courts to make this decision.
A court ruling made Massachusetts the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. Negotiations on a new stadium have broken down, so the 49ers say they'll leave their hearts in San Francisco and move to Santa Clara or someplace else. Niner fans feel like they've been blindsided.
I can't imagine San Francisco without the Niners, and I can't imagine the Niners playing anywhere else.
It's not going to be the same. Santa Clara 49ers, does that sound right?
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 13. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon.
Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
Good morning. Mike Gorey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. We now know what caused the long voting lines in Douglas County.
We didn't have enough machines.
Douglas County Clerk and Recorder Carol Murray says they had 300 voting machines at 28 sites, but they could use another 200. County Commissioner is also looking at establishing a panel to fix problems before the presidential elections 2 years from now. Number of mea culpas regarding the long lines at polls this week for the Denver Election Commission as well. They say it was embarrassed and chagrined that the e-poll book system did not live up to expectations. Alton Dillard with the Election Commission.
We take responsibility for what happened yesterday, and we just ask that the voters bear with us. This was our first general election using the vote center model, and now we know what adjustments have to be made to accommodate that size turnout.
Alton Dillard speaking to us yesterday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, the major problem right now is some major delays along westbound I-70 between Chambers and Peoria. Had a rollover crash right there at Peoria, and we're definitely seeing the delays back to your 225 merge, so be aware of that. Northbound 25, Surrey Ridge, Douglas County. We've had an accident that's affecting delays right now to Castle Pines Parkway. We had a couple of pedestrian-involved problems. The latest one at 18th and Lincoln. They're still working on westbound Mississippi east of 225. Weather today, partly to mostly cloudy, mild, much cooler, high of 60, currently cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Dodge dealer during the 2006 Dodge Model Year End Clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on all 2006 Dodge trucks and minivans. Hurry to your Dodge dealer. This offer ends soon.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Kick off the holidays at Kohl's Holiday Sale starting Thursday at 8 a.m. You'll find great savings on holiday must-haves for you, your family, and your home. Don't miss Kohl's Holiday Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Minutes after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi, today is 60. Miss any or part of the show? Get it on podcast at am760.net. You can download it or you can instant message me at am760.net. We have on the line Joe Rice, who newly elected state representative for House District 38. And I know you got stuff to do today, and I appreciate you sitting through the news there. So, but before I let you go, I want to talk a little public policy with you. Kind of outline, Joe, what you think are maybe the two or three or four things that you would like to see the legislature get to work on for the state of Colorado.
You know, I think health care is obviously one of the most important ones, and it affects our economy and businesses and real people's lives. So I am very, very optimistic that we can, with the Governor-elect Ritter and a Democratic legislature, work with the business community, the medical providers, patient advocates, consumers, and that we can get some real things done. We're going to lower the cost of prescription drugs, something that the current governor has vetoed the last two legislative sessions. you know that we're going to look for ways, and we are going to continue ways to shift dollars that taxpayers are spending already in the emergency rooms, and we're going to shift that into early intervention and preventative care so people don't get as sick to begin with. It saves money, and it's better for them. So I think that's number one. Higher education and preschool education or early childhood education have got to be two others that are real important to people and very important to our economy. Did you know, Jay, that, by the way, that it is cheaper in-state, or I'm sorry, out-of-state tuition in Wyoming is cheaper than in-state tuition in Colorado?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yes. So, I mean, that's some of the things that we need to address. And frankly, that's some of the concerns that people, you know, from the union groups to the business groups, that's something that a lot of people just look at and say, that doesn't make sense. Let's fix that. And so that's where I think there's a lot of just common ground for sensible solutions here. And Jay, I got to tell you, I got to thank you and I got to thank your listeners, because the last couple of years of just real talking about these kind of issues that affect real people has been what's I think helped lead to this election. And I would encourage, I know I don't have to encourage you, but I would, you know, encourage your listeners to stay involved. Get, you know, all these people that you helped elect, get out there and keep working with them, keep talking to them so that we can stay connected. And by the way, we're going to need your help in implementing a lot of these things, because there's a lot of challenges ahead. And, of course, like Election Day, you know, we had Referendum I, domestic partnerships fail. That's a basic fairness issue that we've got to continue the discussion in the community so that we can figure out what's the right thing to do for people, because that's probably one of my bigger disappointments of Election Day.
You're just an amazing guy. You really are. And I guess people could say if they wanted to, and I don't care if they do, that, well, gee, all these guests that Jay gets on, he sucks up to them. But
no.
You know what? I don't care. You're an amazing guy, and I'm so glad you won. I'm just so thrilled. And congratulations again. And, of course, anytime you want to talk about any major issue, the door is always open here to you.
Well, thanks, Jay. And I know that you and I, we don't suck up to each other, because we've had some opposite experiences, haven't we?
Yeah, but you know something? Now we're on the same team.
Yeah, well, I think ultimately that we kind of always have been.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The same goals, the fundamental goal. And, you know, we're going to, different people, we're still going to have some disagreements within our party, you know, with you and with listeners, and listeners are going to have disagreements with each other. But let's keep talking and focused on, you know, we may disagree on some things, but let's see what we can agree on, and there's a hell of a lot of work we can do in that area.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. I really think you're absolutely right. Give your wife a hug for me, give your kids a kiss, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Take care.
All right, there's Joe Rice, newly elected state legislator for District 38, and it's just been a wonderful 2 days for Democrats. Now we have the Senate. With Tester and Senator Mikaka finally is going to concede, I guess, this afternoon or tonight. And I hope that we can work together in a bipartisan manner. I know that there are some of you out there that are still really, really, really angry. I've got some emails from people who were taking me to task for this. But I think that what we really need to do is I think what we really need to do is we need to show optimism, we need to show leadership, and we need to work out problems, not create more problems. And as I said yesterday, people like Joe Rice, people like Bill Ritter, the governor-elect, people like Ed Perlmutter, congressman now from the 7th Congressional District, we're going to get things done. And it's not only going to be great for us, but it's going to be great for the entire country. And I know we have some conservatives, and I know we have some Republicans, and we have some moderates who listen to the radio station. And all I ask is this. All I ask is this out of you. We just need to diffuse the rhetoric. Let's dial it down. And as I said yesterday, we want to get to the same place. We just believe at times in getting there by different routes. But many voices are better than one voice. And we should all get in on the party. And one of the things that really disappoints me at times about the way talk radio has become is that we don't get a lot of times dissenting viewpoints here. And There's nothing wrong with getting them in there. There's nothing wrong with getting passionate. There's nothing wrong with getting passionate. There's nothing wrong with getting moving about it. We need it. We need as much as we can get. And I just want very badly for all of us to work together. I really want that. And we're going to need, the big talking head thing now by conservatives going around is, oh, there's going to be a whole blizzard of subpoenas. I listened yesterday to a couple of the right-wing talk shows. One talk show host was saying how yesterday was no big deal. The other one was saying, well, now see, you're going to get a whole blizzard of subpoenas. You're going to get all this. But I would ask those of you that are conservative. I would ask those of you that are moderates. I would ask those of you that are independents. I would ask those of you that are progressives and liberals. I'd ask everybody in the political spectrum. I'd ask you this key question. It's your tax money. You work hard for the money you bring home. And you expect the government to spend your tax dollars in a reasonable manner. And because you do, that requires oversight. That requires somebody watching the books. And we have to find out what has gone on here and what things look like. And in order to do that, you got to have people come forward and you got to have them tell you. And the proper way to do that is to get them to show up and to do it under oath. That doesn't mean that we have to spend every minute of the waking day seeing who used what government envelopes where. And I know if you're a conservative, I know if you're right-wing, you're going to take this as being an insult, but I got to tell the truth. Like the Republicans did to Bill Clinton. Look at all the taxpayer money that was spent on Whitewater. You know, nothing came of that. And then you had all of the stupid rumor-mongering talking point crap that people like Rush Limbaugh and others put out. Oh, you know, you people are responsible for the murder of Vince Foster and all that stuff. See, we don't need to go down that road. We don't need to engage in that. We don't need to do that. What we need to do is we need to solve problems. That's what we need to do. But in order to get accountability, we got to figure out where we are. And in order to do that, you got to talk to people. And that doesn't mean that we're going to go on these, you know, bizarre, endlessly taxpayer-funded witch hunts. I don't think voters want that. I don't want that. What I want is I want accountability. And I want to know that the money I spend, that the money the government takes, which I'm happy to contribute, I want them to spend it wise. I want us to be lean, tough, mean, and smart when it comes to things as Homeland Security, national defense. I want to put an end to some of the high costs that you and I have to pay, and we should all want to put an end to this, that we shouldn't have to pay. Why can't we get prescription drugs cheaper? We should be able to do that. It is a crime that there are 48 million Americans in this country who do not have health insurance. It is a crime that children in this country, as rich as we are, do not have adequate health care. That's not right. We need to do something about that. See, there's so many things out there. We need energy independence. I mean, as much as I love cars, as much as I, you know, love automobiles, as much as I love racing, you know, Grand Prix and GT racing, and as much as I love high-end sports cars, I realize that we need energy independence. And one of these days when I get some money, I'm going to buy that Tesla electric car that's like $100,000 that does 100 miles an hour. That's my dream automobile. We need all of this. We need to get all of this done. We need to get all of this done. And so I hope we confront these problems and take care of it rather than spending our time throwing bombs at each other. And let Limbaugh and let Hannity and let Savage and all those people, let them and O'Reilly and all of those people, and Laura Ingraham and all of them, Hugh Hewitt and all the rest of them, let them do all that. You know, let's just work to get good government. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll go to open phones early because we've got a guest coming up at 9 o'clock, Bob Mosier, to talk about what's going on in Virginia. So if you want to talk about what I've been talking about, if you want to get on to something else, that's okay, too. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Oh, here's one last thing. Can I say one last thing before we go to the break? Let's say one last thing, okay? James Dobson, okay? Concerned about marriage. Concerned about marriage. The sanctity of marriage, ladies and gentlemen. I want a statement out of James Dobson about the Britney Spears-Kevin Federline divorce, because that is marriage being threatened and is a poor example for young people. Okay? So you folks who backed Amendment 43, how come you don't have any outrage over Federline and KFED? Any outrage over KFED and Spears getting a divorce, and they've got young kids? That's the destruction of marriage in this culture.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at Kirkpatrick Windows. Denver.com.
Right now, weather looking good, but is partly to mostly cloudy is what we're expecting for today. Much cooler, only a high of 60. Currently, cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you. On the web at shelterinsurance.com. That's shelterinsurance.com. Let shelter take care of all your insurance needs. Seek shelter today.
Tonight on 9 News at 10, they may not seem like it, but Charlie and Jackie of Highlands Ranch are jet-setting world travelers. With a way to live the high life on the cheap. From high-rise French apartments with sunset views of the Eiffel Tower.
Everybody falls in love in Paris.
To haciendas in
Argentina we really like.
From Bangkok villas to British cottages or Swiss chalets. India, Hong Kong, Italy, South Africa, Morocco. Make yourself at home anywhere in the world for next to nothing. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You don't think about it. You don't like to plan for it. Nobody does. But there may become a day when you need a personal injury lawyer, and if that time comes, you want to go to a Progressive trial lawyer. I mean, somebody who's like us. And Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. He's got years of professional injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer. He's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Now through December 1st, Leaf Guard of Colorado is offering you a final chance to get $400 off your next gutter system. Call Leaf Guard today and find out about the $400 off offer and schedule your free estimate. Other companies only want to cover up your pre-existing gutters, but Leaf Guard will fix the problem for good. For your free estimate and $400 off discount, call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Ben Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Bill Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Crazy!
Britney Spears. We should be placing a call to focus on the family to ask them if they have any comment about the K-Fed Spears split up, because it's an attack on marriage. And aren't they concerned about that? They're concerned about that, aren't they? Aren't they concerned about the institution of marriage? 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, high today 60, partly sunny skies, and they're saying that K-Fed was slipping around on Britney. Now, she's not the smartest woman in the world, I don't think, but, and I'm looking for a way to say this. Maybe I better not say it. Okay, anyway, some men, you know, will never appreciate what they have. Maybe I should put it that way. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Well, I'm just starting to have my feet touch the ground again. I'm so damn happy I can't even stand it.
Yeah, and we got the Senate today, too, so that ought to make you, happy again.
You know, here's the deal. The Republicans strolled into town in 94, talking the talk, and at the end we figured out they couldn't walk the walk. And the American people figured it out. So, you know, all my Republican buddies are saying, we'll be back in power in 2 years. We got to rise above what they did and don't treat them like they treated us. We got to do the job, get the job done, and the voters in 2 years will keep us in office. And if we do what we're supposed to do and not treat them like they treated us and include everybody and get the problem solved, the voters will keep electing us. Because they figured out that the Republicans are a bunch of fear and smear clowns, and all they're in there for is their corporate buddies. They don't support veterans. They don't support health care. They could care less about the American people, and the American people have finally figured that out.
Well, the American people certainly are unhappy with them. You're right about that, and you're also right about the fact that we need to govern efficiently, govern smart, and fix problems, and be pragmatic, and get everybody involved. And you're right, if we do that, then we will have no problem in 08.
And the other thing, Jay, you cannot forget about these clowns, because their fear and smear campaign will not stop. So we also have to be able to stand up to them when the time comes to stand up to them. That we cannot just roll over and play like we're just going to be all nice now, you know.
No, I don't think
and we need to use it.
I don't think anybody's saying that, but I think that what we can do is we can be accommodating and try to reach out and to try to engage in a bipartisan manner, because they're not dealing in a position of strength anymore. So they have to, in order to survive and get what they want, they're going to have to cut deals, and we should take advantage of that, definitely. But we should never sacrifice our core principles. There's no way.
I agree.
All right, pal.
I wanted to call in and tell you how happy I am.
Well, I'm right there with you. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. No, never sacrifice your core principles, but we should work together. Come on, kids, play nice. Real simple. Didn't your parents teach you that when you were a kid? Play nice with the other kids. And we, you know, they shouldn't go to Washington and sit there and act like a... And I know guys like Ed Perlmutter are not going to do this. Go there and act like they're six-year-olds. Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, you still there?
I'm right here.
Yeah, excellent. Just a couple things. First, the cost of the war in Iraq. You know, a human cost, it looks like it's cost us one soldier for every 300,000 Americans. And then about there. And then the Iraqi human cost, it looks like it's cost them one person out of 50, which could be an extended family. And it's no wonder they all hate us. But and then in a dollar cost, it's cost every man, woman, and child in America $1,000. So you can call that a tax or whatever you want, but it's our money, and they are spending it. And then lastly, I'd just like to say that I think Ken Salazar deserves a little bit of kudos, because I think his center-of-the-road approach has brought a lot of left-leaning Republicans to the Democratic Party.
I think you're absolutely right. I'll tell you something else, too. And he's got to, we got to give him credit for this. As much as I've disagreed with him on things, we have to give him credit for one thing. He got out and he worked for Democratic candidates. He showed up and he gave of his time and he worked very, 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 very hard. And if you're going to criticize somebody for what you consider to be the shortcomings and the things you disagree with, when they do things that are right, you have to come forward, you have to praise them, you have to be intellectually honest. And he has done and gone out and done a wonderful job, and we hope to have him on the show here pretty soon. He has agreed to come on, by the way, and he did work hard. So you're right about that. I mean, we need to give him praise.
Well, and it's just, I think these middle-of-the-roaders, I think that's where America needs to be. And, he works in a state that's pretty much 30-30-30, you know, and he needs to represent all his citizens.
Well, extremism on anybody's part, whether it's political or religious, always leads to trouble and always gets you into trouble. What you need to do is you need to achieve balance. You got to have a balancing act. In other words, you can have the philosophy that, and I do have this philosophy, and I think a lot of other people do too, that government can be an inherent engine for good. Now, there are people out there who believe that government is an evil, but I believe that it can be good. But like anything else, government can become bad if it's run bad, and if you don't run it lean, mean, and smart, and efficient, and get the job done, it can be bad, because anything can be mismanaged. And it's just like getting behind the wheel of a car. A car can, you know, get you where you want to go. A car is obviously a convenience, but if you get on the road and you drive drunk or you operate the car irrationally, you're going to hurt somebody. Well, that's basically, I think, what we're talking about here, and I think that's what we need to do. I think we need to have to make sure that we have balance. Have balance and you'll be okay. Get extreme and you run into trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's it. And you know what? History proves that to be true.
Well, and I appreciate what you do, Jay.
Well, don't appreciate it too much, man, because you know what? Anybody can do this. Nate, thanks, man.
All right, bye.
See ya. And someday somebody else will. One line open at 303-713-7600, and it's 8:30. All right, I see you, Turk, waving to do traffic. So what's your take on the Spears-Federline situation? You'd like to get a date with Britney Spears? Is that what the case is?
Well, she's become a... I don't know how to say it, but her appeal has become a little less attractive to me than when she first came out, you know, and she was that 18-year-old pop star, and... I mean, she's a mother, what, two children now, or she has a second one on the way?
No, she's a mother, too. She's got two kids.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, she's not my thing, though. I don't know. I try to not pay attention to the whole Federline Britney Spears thing.
No, me neither. I'm just goofing about the marriage business. But here's something else I want to introduce real quick before we go to traffic. You know, Gina can chime in on this, too, if you want to.
Sure.
Okay. You won't like the question, but I'm going to bring it up anyway.
Don't put me on the spot now.
Well, I might. All right, there's an Associated Press story out there. Let's see if anybody buys this one. There will be prayer and perhaps a laying on of hands. There will be counseling and a confession. And there will be confrontation and rebuke from godly men appointed to oversee the spiritual restoration of Reverend Ted Haggard. After a tumbling from the pinnacle of American evangelical movement, amid allegations he snorted meth and cavorted with a male prostitute, Haggard has agreed to a rehabilitation process that could last 3 to 5 years. And here's the quote, "I see success approximately 50% of the time," said H.B. London, vice president for church and clergy at the pro-family, the conservative, to focus on the family, the conservative Christian ministry in Colorado Springs. Guys just wear out and they can no longer be subjected to the process. Those who fail end up selling cars or shoes or something, and being miserable and angry the rest of their lives. Okay, here's the question. Do you think you could, like, do you think that, like, piling on top of somebody like this is gonna fix him? Or would it be better for him to go to a licensed psychotherapist, sit in a room for 3 days a week, and say, "I have the following problems"? Or would it be better like to beat him up like this, I guess, and work on his head? And can you ever really cure anybody of their sexuality? Like, in other words, if guys put me in a room, if manly men put me in a room and laid hands on me and prayed and went through all of that, could they make me gay? Cheetah doesn't want to answer.
I'm not answering that last one. I don't know about you. But...
Well, I mean, this is what they're saying. They're saying they can make this guy straight.
Well, I don't.
So could you do the same thing and make me gay?
First of all, I don't think they're trying to beat up on him. I think they're trying to help the man.
I mean, do you think after it would be over with that I would like go out and become a drag queen or something?
I can't answer that. But I think for Pastor Haggard, it's possible for him to change if he really wants to. That's what I think.
Oh, so he can change his sexuality.
I think.
Well, do you think I can change mine?
I don't know what his sexuality is.
Well, he's gay. What do you mean, no more sexuality? He's gay.
Well,
he hasn't
said that.
He's queer and he's here. He doesn't have to say it. He is. If you're playing patty cake with a male prostitute, believe me, you're not sitting there in the hotel room playing Scrabble.
Maybe he's bisexual. So he can choose not to be with men for the rest of his life if he wants to. Can he?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't swing both ways. So I don't have any idea about that. I mean, I can't comment on that because I don't know. I don't know about bisexuals. I don't have any idea.
He has a wife and he has 5 children.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. There are lots of gay people who have had wives and kids.
Well.
My father was gay and was married and had me.
Yeah. He hasn't admitted that he was gay, so I don't feel comfortable saying that he's gay.
Well, he's got to be gay if you're like messing around with the male man. What is that? That's not. You're gay, or bi. You're either bisexual or you're gay, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think he's could be possible that he's bisexual.
I mean, I'm not saying he's going to run off tomorrow and become one of the village people, but you know what I'm saying? I know I'm in trouble for saying that, but seriously, I just really am interested in what people think about this, and we should have done a whole hour on this because I want to know that if you can lay hands on people. And, you know, yeah, you can get after them and pile on top of them. And eventually, like this quote says, okay, eventually they break down. Does that mean that, like, I could go to a gay indoctrination center and that they can make me gay? Would that work? Because if that's true, I want to be the Indian. I would want to be the policeman, but he got busted for cocaine, I think. All right, let's get some bisexual traffic here. We serve both sexes on AM 760. Gina?
All right. Westbound I-70, still a tough drive. Just before 225, we had a right lane blocked and a crash on the right shoulder from that earlier rollover. So stop and go from Chambers to 225. Northbound 225, Surrey Ridge, that back was to Castle Pines Parkway due to a crash. And we still had a couple of pedestrian-involved problems. Westbound Mississippi, east of 225.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
How to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from First Choice Landscapes and Concrete. For all your residential and commercial landscaping and concrete needs, call Mario today at 303-435-9517. That's 303-435-9517 for First Choice Landscapes and Concrete, the best and the only business you need to call.
8:37 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And you know what? Operation Freebird is coming up at Rockies Auto. It's a great community event put on by law enforcement of Rockies. The Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with a lot of local businesses in Rockies, will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. This is really a moving event. I went last year and it's really worth seeing. They'll also be honoring the men and women of the armed forces with Color Guard and National Anthem. The Colorado National Guard will be there. You can see them. Their display will be there. with Black Hawk helicopter and Humvees, and they're going to have an F-16 flyover. There's going to be all sorts of food and fun and music and lots of activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program, which is great. You'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The bomb robot will be there, which I played with last year and really loved. The canine demonstrations are amazing, too. Sheriff posse, a mobile command post, and a whole lot more. It's going to be fun for the entire family. Plus, the Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there with Firefighter Big and Ladder 11. Plus, there'll be child safety demonstrations with their smokehouse. The Colorado Division of Wildlife will be there. There'll be a ton of other local businesses there with all sorts of things to see and do. And it's this Saturday from 1 until 4, and it's absolutely free, and it's your chance to meet and honor the servicemen and women of the armed forces. So get on out to Rockies for their Operation Freebird. That's this Saturday, Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. It's just a great community event that they put on every single year. And want to issue a special thanks, too, to Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they've been serving for over 30 years.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free Stock Investing Toolkit. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Village people, you know how it is.
Working you find pleasure, search the world with treasure, learn science, technology.
It's 20 minutes away from a 9. I forgot how good these guys sound, you know. High day 60, partly sunny. All right, it's open phones, and coming up right after 9 o'clock, we'll take a pause from open phones and talk to Bob Mosier of The Nation magazine about what's going on today in Virginia and also in Montana, and we'll see what he has to say about all of this. Let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree that, you know, the country needs to go forward in a bipartisan effort, but I don't believe that everything that Bush has been done should just be swept under the rug. I don't agree with Nancy Pelosi just taking impeachment off the table is my point. I think she's sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. And when the Constitution requires that when a president has even the appearance or whatever of committing high crimes and misdemeanors, then there should be action taken. So for her to basically acquit him without a trial is a little too much for me to take.
I think there's thousands of people that went out there and voted just because of that.
And if nothing is done, then there's going to be a lot of people in the next election that are going to say, oh, well, I waited two years to get a chance to do something. They told me they were going to do something, and I went out and voted, and they didn't do anything. So it could come back to bite them if nothing happens.
Well, my response to this is that I don't think that what she's saying is that he could never be impeached or that you would never look at that. I think what she's saying is that for the immediate future, number one, is off the table. Number two, you can't just impeach somebody. You have to have grounds for it. You have to find out if they've committed impeachable offenses. You can't try somebody by talk radio And maybe because you may think that he did and I may think that he did doesn't necessarily mean that it holds to a legal standard. So you're going to have to investigate that. And I think if you sit down and you read the polls, when you talk about the American people and about it turning around and biting them, I would humbly submit to you that you're not reading the polls correctly. I don't think that people out there want that. I think what they want is the overwhelming problems that they see, starting with Iraq, working all the way down, they want those problems fixed. And you can do
so
many
things.
You can do many things. You can do many things at once in the Congress. But if you turn around and if you do what if you do what the Republicans do, and you spend your entire time chasing after George W. Bush, then you're not going to get anything done. And the public won't accept that.
I didn't say it should be their highest priority. I'm just saying that it shouldn't have just been taken off the table completely like she did.
Well, because she's got that first 100 hours agenda, and so they're not going to, at the present time, they're not going to look at it. What they are going to look at is, and what they are going to do, which is what they're charged to do and is their responsibility, is they're going to engage in oversight, which is what they're supposed to do, and we're going to find out exactly what's going on here with such things as no-bid contracts and waste of the taxpayers' dollars. But the American public would not for one second tolerate this Congress turning around and going after George W. Bush and trying to hamstring him and lock themselves up and not get anything done. We've got problems here that are looming over us that are bigger than this guy.
Well, like I said, I don't think it should be their highest priority. They have the 100-hour agenda, which I fully support, and they should go for it on that. But my point being is the way that she came out, and I think she shouldn't have just said, oh, we're not going to ever do it, because that jumps to the conclusion that it's not going to happen. That
she didn't say they were never going to do it.
She said it's off the table.
Well, it's off the table right now. How would you ever answer the question if somebody asked her? Would you ever say, "Well, we're not going to deal with it now. We may deal with it later"? Are you going to have her hang over the whole process's head, or are you just going to shove it out of the way and get to work on things that that matter?
I would have her say, "Well, we are going to. There's a number of issues that need to be investigated. We're going to investigate and let the investigation go where it goes." And
well, I think that committee heads have already said it. I mean, Charles Rangel said it yesterday, like three times on three different shows, that they were going to look into things, and he's got the power, so it rests with him. But I think she's reading the American public correctly. The American public, look, this is what the right wing wants us to do. This is what the hardcore authoritarian right wants us to do, so that they can jump around in their radio studios and they can run all around and go, "See, told you so." Instead, if we turn around by 08 and we say to the American people, we raise the minimum wage, we came out with a workable problem, with a workable solution to health care and to the price of prescription drugs, we encouraged alternative energy development where previously we didn't have anything going on in that area. We made it possible for middle class and lower middle class families and the poor to send their kids to college, which right now is hard to do. If we have those things concretely on the table to be able to say, I don't think that it's going to be easy for John McCain or anybody else to run in 08. And finally, if we can force the administration in some way, shape, or form to get a workable solution to Iraq and get us out, then I'll worry about George W. Bush. But I think if you start in on that, you're laying the groundwork for trouble in 08.
Well, I just hope that they do the investigations as promised, and that the investigations lead where they may. And if it turns out that there is offenses that he's committed, then, you know, he shouldn't escape due process just because he's a president. I mean,
I don't think anybody's saying that.
Well, the way I took her saying was that she would have,
she's happy to make him a lame duck, and she doesn't care about impeaching him at all. And
well,
and there's
I
a lot of people that just got elected to Congress that she's speaking for that haven't even got a chance to vote on whether or not they want her to be her their leader.
Once again, I'll say to you,
he's assumed the position
once again,
before.
Once again, I'll say to you, A, read the polls, and B, go look at where those people were elected from. Most of them were elected from mostly red districts, and they, their constituents are not going to put up with that. And if you talk to people who voted Democratic and switched from the Republican side, the last thing they want to hear is the term gridlock or investigation.
Right. We'll just have to agree to disagree on that. But one thing I would like to hear about is how did the Fighting Dems come out? How many of them got elected?
You know, that I don't know. I can tell you very quickly, Bill Winter did not. Jay Fawcett did not. Tammy Duckworth in Illinois did not. Rawling in Minnesota, she didn't. You know what? I'll look into that, and I'll find out, and I'll get a list, and I'll give it out. Okay, Kev?
Appreciate that. Have
All right, man.
Day.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. See you later. 6:49. It's 49 minutes in front of. I'm sorry. It's 49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with this rollover crash, I-70 westbound before 225. We did have emergency crews in the right lane. The crash was actually off on the right-hand shoulder, but you can still expect that stop and go for a long stretch there between Chambers and 225. No other wrecks right now around the metro except for the two we're dealing with off the highway at 18th and Lincoln, and the one we had westbound Mississippi east of I-25. Looks like they got that out of the way. Foggy conditions still continue to the west of Denver if you're headed out into the high country. Be aware of it. We had that especially poor visibility at Floyd Hill. Weather today looking for partly to mostly cloudy skies, mild, much cooler, high of 60. Right now it's cloudy and 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for the best happy hour on the Front Range? Check out your neighborhood CP and Pops 250 or 250 off daily happy hour specials featuring
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker. An experience your family will never forget.
Fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
It's as simple as dividing by two. The Joseph A. Bank half-off sale. All the value at half the price. Hundreds of finely tailored suits, suit separates, and luxurious tuxedos half-off. That's hundreds of suits in every store, half off. Consider a huge selection of handcrafted sport coats and dress pants, half off. Even an incredible selection of top coats and leather jackets, you guessed it, half off. Plus an extra bonus. All of our famous traveler dress shirts and sport shirts are on sale, with the entire stock of traveler knit shirts half off. The Joseph A. Bank half-off sale. America's best menswear at half the price.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, and coming soon to Aurora and Lakewood.
Imperial Hardwood is working to help make people aware of the blood shortage in this area. Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself. Give the gift of life. This message courtesy of Imperial Hardwood in Denver, where service is more than a word. It's the most important part of their business. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your milling and hardwood needs. Call Imperial Hardwood at 303-308-8009. That's 303-308-8009.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 60, partly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Podcast, you can get it. Anything you want off the show, am760.net. And also, IM me, and I see the IMs are piling up here. And I got quite a few IMs about retribution and about how it's a waste of time. And after we're done talking to Bob Mosier next hour, maybe I'll go back and try to pull some of those out and read them. Let's go to Keith in Fort Collins. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Joe. Hey, I talked to you Monday, and I was one of the guys that told you that, you know, I voted for Bill Ritter, and but I also voted for Marilyn Musgrave.
How could you vote for Marilyn Musgrave, man?
Well, I know her. Well, she's helped my folks out. My folks are farmers. And she's helped my folks out, like, on a personal deal. Not necessarily personal, but she's helped them out of an issue that, you know, had to deal with farming. And I think she does connect pretty good to people as far as on a personal level.
I don't think the election results show that. Anytime you, she only won by
right.
3 percentage points, and anytime you have an incumbent with that low in numbers,
right.
it indicates usually they're vulnerable and in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think you're right on that. My point is I think that if there's anything learned from this election, I think the Democrats probably had more to learn from this than the Republicans, because they brought a lot of people over. And I think if they don't maintain that and keep, because it's like Bill Ritter, he's pro-life. That doesn't have any, I mean, that's kind of against all the Democrats. Liberal ways of thinking.
No, that's not that. You know what? That's hold it a second. First of all, let's get a couple of things straight. Number one, yes, he is pro-life, but he said that he will honor the decision of the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade, and that he will not intercede in that situation. Second of all, not all Democrats are for a woman's right to choose. Not all Democrats fall into that category, and there is a middle ground way to look at that argument, which the Republicans and the right wing routinely rejects, which is the idea that you make birth control and you make health care for women and single women who usually have to face that decision, you make it more readily available. But the Republicans have fought on that every inch of the way.
Yeah.
Because they use the abortion issue as a cultural wedge to try to stir people up, and I think those days are over with.
Yeah. I think that, and I'll let you go, I just think that we're going to have, the Democrats are going to have to bring over some people to maintain the people that over. They're going to have to move more towards the middle. I think even Hillary Clinton's doing that. You know, the biggest percent of them are. And I think the Republicans, in order to get people back, are going to have to move more towards the center as well. I think they're way out there. I mean, way out there. And I'm a staunch conservative, and I voted Democrat.
They're going to have to. I'll tell you one thing they're going to have to do. They're going to have to. They're going to have to come to a critical decision about two things. They're going to have to come to a critical decision about the role of the religious right in their party, and they're also going to have to come to the critical decision about how much they want to continue to keep selling out the middle class of America and the lower middle class to their big business buddies. They're going to have to make a decision about both of those things, and they better make it pretty quick, or they're going to be in miserable shape when it comes to 08. Because what James Dobson and those people are preaching, man, the majority of America doesn't buy.
No, exactly.
All right, pal.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Okay, do I got time to squeeze one more in? Oh, I only got 40 seconds? I can't get all these people on in 40 seconds. Well, all right. Now it's 35. I'm screwed. Shane, 30 seconds. Do it, man.
What you said earlier about the impeachment thing, that's not going to fly. We need to totally table that for right now. Pelosi's right. The other callers who said that, they came over and voted Democrat, they're never going to stand for that right now. And we've got bigger fish to fry, more important stuff to do. Let's just get about pillaring Georgie for right now.
Yep, I agree, man. Let's get our kids out of Iraq and save their lives.
Absolutely. That needs to be top priority, Jay.
You got it, Shane. Thanks, man.
Have a good one, man.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk about what went on in Virginia today with Bob Mosier. Stick around, and then we'll have more open phones.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion. And it does matter to us. And to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. There's a major recall of a popular pain reliever. Perrigo, manufacturer of store brand acetaminophen, is recalling millions of bottles after finding some contaminated with metal fragments.
This only affects 383 batches, but that is 11 million bottles of the 500 milligram tablets of acetaminophen.
CBS's Dr. Sean Kniff.
While it's a big recall, it is not the most dangerous type of recall, according to the FDA, and it's a voluntary recall.
The company says some Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and Costco stores carry their products, and it says there have been no reports of any problems or injuries. Well, to hear the politicians tell it, bipartisanship and fence mending will be on the menu when President Bush lunches with the next Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, live to CBS's Mark Noller.
Steve, it's a meeting designed to lower the partisan temperature and put aside the nasty things they've said about one another. President Bush says if you hold grudges in politics, you can't get anything done. And he's got an agenda he wants to pursue, even with Democrats in charge of Congress. Spokesman Tony Snow says the White House is encouraged by early signals of cooperation from the Democrats. Despite his differences with them, Mr. Bush believes common ground can be found on a number of issues. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
We could find out before the end of the day whether Virginia Senator George Allen will request a recount of his narrow loss. Democrat Jim Webb won by just over 7,200 votes. An advisor says Allen is not likely to seek a recount. Top Democrats in the Senate say they see no obstacle to Robert Gates being confirmed as the next defense secretary. Gates, the former head of the CIA, picked by President Bush to take over for Donald Rumsfeld. In Gaza. Outrage at civilian deaths caused by Israeli artillery shells. CBS's Robert Berger is live from Jerusalem, where officials are trying to figure out what happened.
Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the artillery shells that crashed into a heavily populated Gaza neighborhood went astray because of a technical error. He expressed regret for the loss of innocent life and said Israel would do all it can to avoid similar mistakes in the future. But he said the army will continue operations in Gaza until Palestinian rocket attacks stop. Steve?
Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. In the retail world, it looks like there's a ceasefire in what some saw as a war on Christmas.
Last year, Walmart was one of the major retailers that tried a generic happy holidays approach to this busiest shopping season, and it resulted in boycotts called by religious and other groups. Now the store chain says it's learned its lesson, announcing it will not only allow its stores and employees to use Merry Christmas, but encourage them to. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just over 16 points. NASDAQ going in the other direction. It's up about 12. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
I'm Corey Lopez. A look at AM 760 local news now. Many voters forced to wait for hours Tuesday to vote in Denver and in Douglas County, as we know. Alton Dillard's with Denver's Election Commission. He says you can't blame this one on the mayor.
We take responsibility for what happened, and we just ask that the voters bear with us. This was our first general election using the vote center model, and now we know what adjustments have to be made to accommodate that size turnout.
Apologies yesterday also coming from Douglas County Clerk and Recorder Carol Murray. Douglas County had 300 machines up and running at 28 vote centers. It wasn't enough. They're adding 200 more voting machines. Brighton Police Department asking that felony charges be filed against a female high school teacher accused of having a sexual encounter with a teenage student. 29-year-old Carrie McCandless fired after teaching at the Brighton Charter High School for the last 6 years. The social studies teacher and cheerleading coach accused of having sex with a 17-year-old student during a school camping trip last month. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, watch out for a little fender bender southbound 225 right near Yosemite. That's right in the area where we do have some continued slowdowns as you head through the tech center. Otherwise, the commute's starting to smooth out. We did have some continued congestion along southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear for your downtown ride. Westbound I-70 recovering near 225 from that earlier rollover. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Progressive Talk, high today 60, partly sunny skies, and it's just cloudy out there now. We're going to be joined by the nation's Bob Moser to talk about the Democrats taking control of the Senate as well as Rumsfeld's resignation. Moser is a contributing writer for the Nation and is editorial director of the Nation's Institute's Investigative Fund. Moser has been traveling and covering the important senatorial races this election year, and Bob, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
All right. We know now that George Allen is probably going to probably going to concede either what, this afternoon or tonight?
It looks that way, and even if he doesn't, there appears to be no way that the recount would change the result. In past recounts in Virginia, they've only changed the results a couple of hundred votes at the most, and Allen's still behind by more than 7,000 votes.
Boy, look where this guy has gone. A year ago, a year and a half ago, he was on Meet the Press. He was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He was on Face the Nation. He was on, of course, Fox, which I don't watch. He was on MSNBC. He was going to run for the presidency. Now look at him. I mean, his career, how in the world does he ever, in any way, shape, or form, going to recover from this?
Well, I think that it is possible that he'll recover simply because he is such a long-term figure in Virginia politics. He's been around for a long time. He was governor. He was congressman for a long time. And until this race, he was really pretty golden as far as the voters there were concerned. Very Reagan-esque kind of guy, and had a reputation for sticking to the script, which obviously he fell out of very dramatically this summer.
But he's through nationally, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you're right, the you know, as other conservatives like Rick Santorum dropped away, conservatives were looking to George Allen to be their person in 08. And it's one of the interesting dynamics for the presidential race in 2008 that the Republicans really don't have a serious, hardcore conservative candidate.
What about Mitt Romney? Would he fill the bill?
Well, I think that it's a possibility. He seems like a good shot, and I think it's going to depend on how he positions himself. He may want to position himself a little to the right of where he's been previously, so that he can run as the anti-McCain. But he seems to be more actually in the McCain mold.
So George Allen's whole profile nationally is dead. So where does, in Virginia politics, where does he go? I mean, I guess he can run again for Senate. He could run again, I guess, for governor.
I could see him running again for governor. And it could be a very interesting race, actually, and because Mark Warner, the former governor, who's extremely popular, has dropped out of the presidential race now, and the talk is that he'll try to run for governor again.
But do you think George Allen can ever get away from the whole Senator Macaca business?
Well, I think that he did manage to recover somewhat. You know, this race didn't look like after the Macaca thing, Webb got the momentum, and the momentum was building for quite a while. But it's going to be hard for him to ever live that down. It's now become part of standard campaign lore, and everybody knows what a Macaca moment is, and they know who said it.
Yeah, that's right. It keeps, you know, it never goes away. It keeps coming up, and it's just too easy to use. I mean, even I use it, and because it defines the ultimate political gaffe, basically.
Well, it does. It does, and of course, Allen didn't make it any better by then committing another gaffe when he was asked about whether he had Jewish heritage, and in a debate, and basically said, you know, no, and got very angry about it. The next day came out and said that, indeed, recently his mother had told him that his grandfather was Jewish.
Yeah, the ham sandwich comment wasn't too cool either.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And I think you saw a politician who was really, really panicking and going off the rails there. It was kind of a luridly fascinating thing to watch.
It was. It was like a train wreck. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Nation's Bob Mosier on the line with us. All right, what's your take on Montana? Tester wins. Conrad Burns, he's 71. I mean, he's got to be done. Where's he going to go?
Well, I think Conrad Burns is now done, and that's good news. It's one of the races. It's really the only race, major race, that I could think of where the Abramoff scandal actually played a major role this time.
Yeah, but I asked David Sirota, who lives in Montana, this question, And maybe I'm just not smart enough and not astute enough to get it, but sitting outside of Montana, sitting here in Colorado, I could never understand how anybody, even if you were a Republican, how anybody could vote for Conrad Burns, because he came across like a clown.
He really did. He really did. And it's interesting that, you know, Conrad Burns, George Allen, a lot of these guys who were sort of in the, you know, Reagan-Bush mold of being obviously not the brightest lights on the planet, but being kind of affable and regular guys, those guys didn't do well this time. And it's the first time in quite a while that we've seen those kinds of candidates rejected by Republicans as well as by Democrats.
I mean, I don't know if you saw that during the debate, and for all I know, you might have been there, but that whole moment where Burns says, George Bush and I have a plan, a secret plan, I'm paraphrasing him, and he says to Tester, and we're not going to tell you what it is. I mean, okay, come on. Now, who in their right mind, anybody who's rational, who's going to stand back and believe that?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you can see Montana obviously voters wanted to vote for the Republican, and they gave Conrad Burns every chance, but he was, but I think that one of the things that's been exposed this year is the shallowness of candidates like this. And, you know, in a time when there are so many problems domestically and on the foreign front, I think voters finally got a little more serious this time.
All right, let's talk about one other one, and that is I want to get your take on Santorum, who totally and completely not only was running behind, but to me really pulled some boneheaded moves. One of them was spent a god-awful amount of money trying to get traction early on in the summer, so that when it got down to the last 3 to 4 weeks of the race, he had no more money left. He was burned out, and he wasn't going to get any help from the RNC. And also, he had moments where, in public, on camera, he would go off the rails and implode.
Yes, yes. I think you really did see, you know, it's very similar to what was happening with people like Allen and Burns. You know, these are people who, in the past, have not been challenged the way they were this time. And Santorum, you know, obviously didn't know how to handle it. And he was running against, you know, somebody who was very, very, very steady, Casey. And I think Santorum was just really astonished that the RNC money wasn't going to be there for him at the end.
Yeah, because there was a 2 week period there where, and I think this was like 3 weeks out, that he was dark. He was off the air completely. He had no television ads running at all.
Yes.
Which if you're down, I mean that's bad. But when you're really down and you desperately need it and you got no well to go to and you're stuck and your opponent, because Bob Casey, his campaign was wise. They sat on their money and then dumped it all at the last, you know, in the last 2 or 3 weeks. They're all over the media. They got media buys every place and you got nothing. I mean, Santorum had nothing on the air.
That's right. That's right. And it's just a complete kiss of death because, of course, Republicans depend on gaining momentum at the end of races. It's the way they've always done it. And you build up to the 72-hour campaign, and usually they depend on, you know, going up 4 or 5 points in the polls from the final poll to the election day.
And what happened to their 72-hour machine?
Well, I've been covering the campaign in Missouri, and that's what I'm writing about for next week. And I think part of it is fatigue. I heard so many voters down here in Missouri telling me, you know, how many calls they've gotten, how much literature they've gotten in the mail, and, you know, how they have learned to completely tune it all out. You know, the only thing they seem to notice is where it's coming from, and they're pretty determined to get back at the people who are inundating them with this stuff.
So, in other words, the 72-hour turnout, which they bragged about and which the New York Times carried article after article about, oh, boy, the Dems better be scared about the 72-hour machine. What ended up happening was that their base essentially was like, leave me alone.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there's no evidence that I could see, especially in Missouri, that that they had any lack of volunteers. It was the same, you know, the numbers were good as far as that was concerned, but people were not responding to what they were doing this time.
Whoa, boy, that's... I'm sure they're sitting in Washington, D.C. trying to figure out how the hell that happened. All right, last thing here, because I know you got a take on this, and I want to ask you about it. Does Rumsfeld's resignation, and in reality, let's be real, he was forced out, does Rumsfeld's leaving, does this signal a part of a move on the administration to basically admit, without having to really admit publicly and without having to say it, that their strategy in Iraq basically is a failure?
I think in a word, yes. And I think that they had to make a very dramatic gesture to that effect. And I think this is the kind of symbolic gesture that resonates with people. And people say, yes, Bush is serious about not staying the course. And that's what he absolutely had to do. Whether that's just going to be a symbolic move purely, we don't know yet. But and that's probably the likelihood. But
the public won't put up with that. I mean, if there's no change, the public's not gonna put up with that. They're not gonna go along with it. And certainly, I don't think the Democrats in the Congress are gonna go along with it, are they?
Well, I certainly hope not. And you know, we haven't seen too much evidence of a spine on these issues before. But hopefully, they'll be bucked up by what happened on Tuesday.
Well, but if you look at the exit polling, and you look at the information, even those Democrats in the House that were elected from red districts, those people want that Iraq situation straightened out.
Yes,
they want that fixed.
Absolutely.
And if they don't get it, they're going to be on their congresspeople's rears.
Well, that's right. And I think that one of the great things about some of the people who were elected, obviously, Democrats did not elect a lot of new progressives. You know, most of the new people coming in are moderates, but most of them also have very, very strong views about Iraq. And Jim Webb in Virginia, for instance, is, I think, going to turn into a real leader on this issue. He has a lot of credibility. He has a lot of credibility with Republicans from having served in Reagan's cabinet and from being a very, very well-respected thinker on foreign policy issues. And he has warned against the Iraq war since the early 1990s. I think that he is going to be very, very forceful, and he's not the kind of guy who's just going to sit around and take it if they're not doing anything. I think that that's what we're going to see, that some of these new guys are going to be difficult for the Democratic leadership in some ways because they're not particularly progressive on all issues across the board. But I think they're also going to be a thorn in the side of the Republican administration.
Yeah, I don't mind them being there. It doesn't bother me as long as they lean on the administration and force the administration to get us out of this god-awful situation that this administration has gotten us into.
Yes, and I think one good thing about it is that the Democrats are going to have to do it. The public is going to be really turning against the Democrats in 2008 because the hope right now is that they can do something about this. That is the prime hope.
Yeah, and I hope they can too. I'm like you, I guess, but we're all with that sentiment. Bob, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to your article too about Missouri next week in The Nation.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day. There's Bob Mosier from The Nation magazine. We'll go back to open phones. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. You missed any or
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts
and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
And help make this holiday season one for which we can all be thankful. This is from Brookdale Village at Skyline in Colorado Springs. That's Brookdale Village at Skyline, an exceptional living facility.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good stuff. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9, high today 60, partly sunny. I'm still wondering about my idea about Ted Haggard, too. About the fact that they're going to put him in this this whole spiritual restoration program, which we should have spent an hour talking about this, and where they beat up on you and try to get you to change your sexuality. So if they strap me in a chair in a room at sub-zero temperature and play the Village People over and over again, the question is, will I go gay? Let's go to Amber in Arvada. Amber, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I have some experience with these groups that are supposedly formed to make people straight.
Oh, you're kidding me. Really? You really do?
Yeah, there's many of these groups, and they're mostly Christian-based. And I have friends that have been in these groups, and, of course, they don't work. And if you do any research into these kind of therapies, they usually don't work with anybody because they're not based on mental health. They're based on religious-based doctrine, which has nothing to do with sexuality. So, in fact, a lot of the groups that say that they have success, usually the members in the group are usually messing around with each other, while saying that they're still successful because they're successfully married or something of to that effect. So,
what are they? Have you ever been to one of these sessions?
I have.
What do they do? What do they do?
Well, it's like a prayer group, really.
Oh, that'll work.
But yeah, well, it's kind of like AA in a way, in that you know you stand up and say, well, these are the sins I have committed.
My name is Jay Marvin, and I am wrong because I craved another man's buttocks. Is that what you
do? Basically, huh. You know, but the group that I went to was open to friends of whoever was there. So I don't know what they did in private, but I've heard some pretty strange things happen. Again, I wasn't there personally during those strange things, but they can be pretty pretty hardcore as far as religiously forcing somebody to become straight.
Well, how do they get hardcore religiously forcing somebody? I mean, what do? They, like, hit you with a Bible? What do they do?
Yeah, it's the laying of hands on a person and...
Do they talk in tongues?
Well, I don't know. You know, to me, most of the time they get to talking in tongues, but that's just my own personal opinion.
I love talking in tongues.
Yeah, I find it quite interesting myself. But I actually am a therapist, and for the most part, the people that I deal with, I have people that come into my office that want to know whether they're straight or they're gay.
What do you mean they come into your office? What do you do for a living?
Well, I do hypnosis.
Oh, you hypnotize them?
Yes.
Under hypnosis, do they admit that they're gay?
No, it's more like usually the people that come to me in that sense are usually upset because society hasn't allowed them to be the way they want to be.
Look into my eyes.
No, it's not quite like that.
You will tell me if you crave Denver Broncos. how the hell does that work?
Well, it's more about releasing the fear so that they can just be who they are.
See, isn't it a shame people have to go through all of that on a serious level here? Isn't it a shame people have to go through all that? Why can't we just be who we are as long as you're not hurting anybody? And I've never understood the idea that because you're gay, that you're going to hurt somebody. And like I said earlier, and I was joking around about this, but it's really true. I mean, I don't hear James Dobson or any of these other people saying anything about Kevin Federline and Britney Spears are getting a divorce. They're threatening the institution of marriage. Why aren't they outraged?
Yeah, they're getting a divorce after 2 years of marriage with two young children.
Yeah, well, how come
and nobody's upset about that?
Yeah, how come they're not outraged? Why doesn't James Dobson call a press conference right now and denounce Britney Spears as being infested with the heart of Lucifer?
Maybe he will. Who knows? We'll see how the divorce progresses.
All right. Thank you, Amber. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Don't you think Dobson should do that?
You know, Britney Spears is infested by the devil. She's infested by the devil and by Lucifer.
Isn't that how he talks? He really talks weird, too. You know, if you weren't in the position you were in, he wouldn't get a job in radio because he's like, you can't listen to that voice. Let's go to Rick. Rick in Greeley. Rick, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Fourth Congressional District, and the call that you had a little while ago with the person who said that he voted for Marilyn Musgrave because she helped his family with a farm problem at one time. I think that you pointed out that Marilyn Musgrave was in the closest race of her life. It's the first time, in my understanding, that she ever got less than 50% of the vote. She barely won. And I also think that if Eric Idness had not been in the race, that those people who voted for Eric Idness would have broken in favor of Pacioni, and that Pacioni, in fact, would have then defeated Marilyn Musgrave. I hope we haven't heard the last of Pacioni, because I think that a person who's in the Democratic Party, in order to win in the 4th Congressional District, has to be willing to run multiple times. It'd be the same way that Newt Gingrich was able to win the first time that he ever won in Georgia against a multi-term Democratic congressman, and Gingrich won finally on either the third or fourth election that he entered against that Democratic incumbent. And so I wanted to put in those particular thoughts.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I tried to coax a decision out of her yesterday to get a commitment from her to run again, but she worked on it for 18 months. She's tired, and she has to take some time off, I guess, to reflect. I personally would like to see her run again. I even thought about the idea, and I'm not going to do it because I don't know if she'd appreciate it, but I thought about the idea of finding somebody who's web savvy, which I am not, and starting an online petition to draft her to run again. And then, you know, if you could get enough signatures, give it to her and say, look at all these people. I want you to go after it. I hope she seriously considers going after Marilyn again, because anytime you get an incumbent who's under 50% there, you know, that's a sign of trouble. And you're right about Eric Idness. And Eric Idness is a guy who has a big ego, who wants to have his 15 minutes of fame, but basically is really a stealth Republican.
Idness is very much, in my judgment, an egotist and an egoist in the same sense that Nader is. It's just that he's on the other end of the political spectrum. But both of them have that big-headedness in which they put themselves ahead, in my judgment, of greater interest of the country. And so consequently, by his being in the race, he siphoned off 11% of the vote, 11 to 12% of the vote, which, of course, influenced the race very heavily. Did you know that the Greeley Tribune endorsed Idness?
Oh, yeah, I know. They're out of their minds.
I was really astonished at that and disappointed because I thought that that was de facto move that improved the position of Musgrave without ever having to endorse her. Not that I think the Tribune is Musgrave-friendly, but if you take a look at what the practical results were of their endorsement of Idness, the practical results are, in my judgment, that Musgrave won by 3 percentage points.
Yeah. I agree 100%. Eric Idness is a total and complete waste of time. Hey, Rick, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
Great to talk to you. May I just say I really appreciated your interview with Bob Mosier.
Oh, you got it. Glad to do it.
Very good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Sure. We'll see you later. All right, let's hope Angie runs again. Angie, we're talking to you. We want you to run. 9:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, we just have one issue right now. It's going to affect you southbound 225 as you approach Parker. We had a wreck there off in the fast lane, lots of police and rescue activity. So just be aware of that. Otherwise, we're recovering nicely around the metro. If you are headed up into the high country, still a pretty treacherous drive due to some visibility problems. Heavy fog in some areas along I-70, including at the top of Floyd Hill.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Joanne.com.
phone rings at your small business, what happens? Voicemail? Not good. Did you know that 80% of the time a new customer calls and gets voicemail, they move on to your competitor? Can you afford to lose that much business? Didn't think so. So how do you focus on growing your business without being tied down to the phone? You call Office Evolution. That's what you do. For less than $100 a month, your phones could be answered by professionals who learn your business and know which calls to forward and which ones to screen. You'll look like the big shot that you'll eventually become if you sign up with Office Evolution. And speaking of big shots, you'll get treated like one at Office Evolution's 8 front range locations, where you'll have access to copiers, fax machines, conference rooms, and a great place to meet your customers. But I should warn you, your business will grow dramatically because you'll never lose a new customer while Office Evolution answers your calls. You'll also have more time to focus on your business. And because Office Evolution is flexible and scalable, they can adjust to your company's growth, saving you thousands of dollars. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 9:38. Boy, I almost had a heart attack there thinking it was 6:38. It's 9:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today is 60, partly sunny. This show available on the podcast at am760.net. Jay Marvin in with you, and it's good to have you along here. I will not be here tomorrow. Is tomorrow Friday? Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be in the hospital, but hopefully I'll be back on Monday. And Aaron Hart is sitting in for me tomorrow. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Kay in the Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You?
Hi.
I have a question, and I'm hoping maybe you can help me understand. I was basically pretty happy with the outcome of the election, at least nationally I was. Here in the state, I was upset about a few things, and one of them was Bill Winter. And I remember when he was on your program, and he made the statement that he received no money from the DNC, that they had asked several times, and they were given nothing. And I guess I just don't understand how the game's played there.
Ooh, what kind of dog is that?
Oh, it's my puppy. It's my rescued from the Indian reservation puppy.
Oh, I love dogs. All right. Well, it's real easy to understand how that works. Raising money is hard. And raising money for congressional and even and senatorial campaigns is hard. And the Democrats had very, very good luck this year raising money. They were ahead of the Republicans in the Senate. And so Elizabeth Dole, who is the head of the Republican effort in the Senate, was under some criticism and fire because she had not raised as much money as Chuck Schumer. On the congressional side, Rahm Emanuel was in charge of it for the Democrats, and Tom Reynolds was in charge of it for the Republicans. And Rahm Emanuel did an excellent job. But the Democrats also have something else going for them, which is more and more people now, more and more of us little people, not big money people, but us little people, are doing things like using the internet to kick in $5, $15, $25, $50. And in some cases, if you really get angry over something that goes on, you might give more, which has helped out. But they still have to be careful about how they allocate the funds. So what they'll do is, because media buys is everything, and that's usually where the money's spent, what they'll do is they will not give money to candidates who they feel have no chance to win, rather feeling that they can channel that money into candidates who they believe have a chance to be in play, that the seat is in play, and that they have a chance to win. So what ends up happening is that's a very tough district that Bill Winter ran in. That's a very hard race to run, and they didn't give Bill Winter much of a chance. And so rather than give Bill Winter that money, they took the money that was allocated and they shifted it over to other races. In the beginning, they shifted it over to the 7th. They shifted it over to Angie for a while, and then they shifted the money from Angie, and I think they gave a little to Jay Fawcett. But they're very careful about how they distribute the money around the country because they want a return on their buck. And you know, that stuff, I mean, I don't know if you're on the Democratic mailing list or not. I am on them, so I don't know if you're on them. I'm on them. And I, you know, look, I get mailers. I mean, I was getting mailers from John Kerry.
Right.
I was getting emails from Barack Obama. I was getting emails from John Edwards. I was getting emails from Howard Dean. I was getting emails from Rahm Emanuel. I was getting emails from Chuck Schumer. I was getting emails from Hillary Clinton. I was getting emails. I mean, you name anybody who had any kind of Ted Kennedy, any kind of name recognition in the Democratic Party, and I was getting emails with, you know, click here, make a contribution, and that doesn't count the amount of snail mail that I also received. Now, my position generally is in giving is my position is that I will not give. As a rule, I don't give to candidates in other states because I'm more concerned about what's going on in my own state. But in this case, this year, I broke that rule by giving money to Ned Lamont and also by giving money to Jim Webb against George Allen. But that's generally how that works. So money is really hard to come by, and the Republicans have a benefit. With us against us. Because they get more corporate money than we do.
Well, you would just kind of think, then, what's the point of even beginning to run? I mean, I thought Bill Winter, I worked for his campaign somewhat, not a lot, and, you know, did some phone calling and stuffing envelopes and stuff. But, you know, I thought he was such a stand-up guy. And, given those thoughts, you know, it's kind of like, well, if you know at the very beginning that you don't have a snowball's chance, what's the point?
Because you don't know if that's true or not. You don't know if you have a snowball's chance or not. And sometimes, in order to make it happen, sometimes you got to run a couple of times. But because here's the thing for Bill. For Bill, if he decided to run again, which I hope he will.
Me too.
It might be easier for him. Why? Well, because now at least at least half the district knows who he is.
Right.
He ran a good campaign, and he's got something to show for it, so he can go to people who do have money and say, look, here's what I did last time. I feel like I have a relative chance to beat this guy, and I want to run again, so commit and give me some help.
I guess I just thought, naively, obviously, that the Democratic National Committee would give money to all Democrats running.
Oh, no. And let me cap off the conversation by telling you that they had a huge squabble between Schumer, Rahm Emanuel, and Howard Dean over the use of money, because Dean wanted that 50-state strategy, which now, if you look at it in hindsight, turned out to be pretty good, turned out to be a success. And Rahm Emanuel and Chuck Schumer wanted to take the money, and they only wanted to spend it in targeted districts. So they had an argument over that whole thing. But, hey, it worked out. It worked out for the best. And,
right.
And Bill Winter is right. Bill Winter is right. Bill Winter is right when he says that he forced the Republicans and he forced Tom Tancredo to spend money in a race that Tom Tancredo normally never has to spend any money in. And that's money that the Republicans can't spend elsewhere. So we should be running in every single state.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for explaining that to me, Jay.
Well, I don't know if I have it right, but that's what I think it is.
Okay.
All right, Kay.
I'll take it for that. All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more calls. Let's take a look at traffic with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're looking pretty good on the drive around town on the highways. That one little hiccup there on 225 southbound approaching Parker should be just about out of the way. And then the rest of the drive is wide open on 225 across Aurora. I-70 in great shape on both sides of town. No worries on I-25 across the downtown area or through the bridges or in and out of the tech center. And the tech center just off I-25 at Arapahoe. We're doing that construction just east of the highway. Backing up a little more than usual eastbound underneath the overpass, and might be backing up that ramp from southbound I-25 onto Arapahoe a little bit. Weather forecast, cloudy and cooler today with a high in the low 60s. Rain and snow showers possible late tonight, low 31, then partly sunny and cool tomorrow, highs only in the 40s. Right now it is 44 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professionalism and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until.
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven 3-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free Stock Investing Toolkit. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We have Stones. 57 is away from 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, love with you. High today, 60, partly sunny. Couple of things that I didn't bring up this morning. Did anybody catch Limbaugh's explanation of what happened yesterday? Did anybody catch that? About Limbaugh said that, oh, I feel liberated that this happened, that I'm tired of carrying the water for people who don't deserve it. You know what that is? Let me tell you what that is. That's like, uh-oh, the public perception is changing. The wind is changing. I better change with it because I don't lose any listeners. That's what that's about. That's what that's about. And then I got an email from a guy who said, I hate to burst your liberal bubble, but most of the Democrats that were elected to the House are moderates and conservatives, and that you didn't hear talk radio on the right spending all day moaning and crying. Now, did you? And the guy's name is Rich. And Rich, you know what? If you're listening, I got two answers for you on that. I don't mind that they're moderate or conservative Democrats. That doesn't bother me at all. I consider myself to be a pretty middle of the road Democrat, and so it doesn't bother me at all. And the other thing is, yes, talk radio on the right was crying yesterday. Yes, they were moaning. Yes, they were complaining. I heard it. I tuned around, and I heard them doing it. Oh no, we're going to get a blizzard of subpoenas from Nancy Pelosi. You just wait and see. She can't work with anybody. They were doing all that stuff. I heard it all yesterday. Don't tell me it wasn't going on, because I heard it going on. Those folks over there, I heard them doing it. Yeah, they were doing it. They were doing it. And it's like, hello, guess what? The public doesn't buy it. They're not buying it anymore, I guess. All right. Calm down, Jay. Don't be an idiot. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay. I never thought being wrong could make me so happy.
Oh, yeah, because you are wrong about George Allen. That's right. You're wrong about Senator Mukaka. You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, my goodness. I told Turk, I knew he was going to win. I still am just, like, ready to pinch myself off all of the goodness over the last 2 days. But I knew that Webb would win when my mom said of George Allen, I think he is going to lose. He's doing so many stupid things. And for that to come out of my mama's mouth means that the state has switched. I was stunned.
Well,
stunned and amazed.
Well, you know what? Here's some breaking news for you.
Yeah?
George Allen is going to officially concede the race for the Senate seat from Virginia. He hasn't done it yet, but he's going to do it soon.
It's an early Christmas, Jay. And, you know, is he, I wish you would have asked your guest, can he run for governor again in Virginia?
Yeah, sure he can.
Oh, he'll do it. This guy doesn't know what else to do. He reminds me a lot of King George II. He's not quite as bad, but then who isn't? He doesn't really think for himself. He knows how to talk the talk. I mean,
he knows how to talk the talk if he stays focused on a script. If he goes off on his own, he gets himself in trouble.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, I mean, it's just been, gosh, golly. I almost wish I was a reporter in Virginia again for this one. It just would have been. I wouldn't have known how to handle my joy. I don't know how to handle my joy about this whole election day out here, much less covering it there.
Well,
this is some of the best entertainment I've ever had, and I didn't have to pay for it.
It's awful sweet, and it's good to see Allen go. I never liked him, and I always thought he was dumb as a board, and I always figured that they would get something on him. And then when John Turk and I found the Ryan Lizza article in the New Republic about his racist connections and his love of the Confederacy, and I have to brag about something. We were one of the first media outlets in this country to put that out on the air publicly, because the New Republic is not a magazine that I normally read, and it's not a high circulation magazine, and we were the first people to put it out. And then I took the story and sent it to other people that I knew, and the first time I ever saw him, I always thought there's something going on there. There's something going on with this guy, and it turned out to be true.
And, you know, hearing all the details that we've heard over the last few months as people started digging deeper, whoa. But, I mean, Shug, I grew up in Virginia. I'm from Virginia, and all these hillbillies, they may try to keep it quiet, but there are a lot of people up there that hate those N-words and Jews.
Yeah,
and
but there's also,
I just figured they'd keep him on.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people that are moving in there, and there are also their kids that are coming up who have a different point of view than their parents and than what you and I are used to. And I also lived in Virginia and worked in Virginia, and it has changed a great deal from when we were there, and it's going to continue to change and evolve. George Allen, he imploded. He made too many mistakes.
He did. He's self-destructed. On a serious note, though, I don't know how to deal with all this joy. I tend to be somebody who always looks, you know, I don't live in the minute as well as I should. I'm always looking ahead. But I tried not to think of the future for two reasons. In the past, it was a matter of, I am so scared with how fast we're going to hell in a handbasket. I try, la, 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 you know, fingers in your ears. And then in the very, you know, just over the last few weeks, it's like, now, Ellen, you know, we're going to win the House. Don't get too excited. Don't get too excited. I cannot deal with all of this joy.
Well,
you know how when you're upset, you need someone to talk to? I could need someone to hug and cry happy tears with.
I I don't have that problem. I can accept it, and I can live with it. And I never thought we were going to hell in a handbasket. Did I think we do as well as we did? No. But you know what? I never thought we were going to hell in a handbasket. And even if Tuesday night had not been what we wanted, I don't know about anybody else, but my deal is I'm in for the long struggle. And whether it's being on the radio or being off doing something else, I don't ever, ever, ever intend to give in, and I don't think anybody else ought to intend to give in, and that you got to look at it at the long term, not the short term, and this is not about short-term gratification, and you don't, I just am optimistic because I think that America's a wonderful country. I think the people in America are good, basically, and I think that we got the brain power, and we have the people to solve our problems and to make the world a better place to live in. And I think that people like Bill Ritter, Ed Perlmutter, Angie Piccioni, Bill Winter, Jay Fawcett, Joe Rice, Molly Cullum, and others really signify that. All right, I got to go, Ellen. Thank you.
Hope is restored, Jay.
All right, see you later. All right, that's it for this morning. I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going into the hospital to have an angioplasty. They believe that I have a blocked artery at the bottom of my heart, but they're not sure. So I'll be back, hopefully, on Monday. And we have control of the Senate, folks. Walk around today with a smile on your face. We deserve it.
KB Canopy reminds parents that by actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves. Hobbies and sports provide positive experiences. Family activities establish strong family values. Our constant involvement makes a positive difference. This is from KB Canopy for instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands, at sporting events, or fairs. Log on to kbcanopy.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call